You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
All right, before we get into the show, I just want to let you guys know about this great new offer we have for fans of the podcast. You probably heard of Hulu.com. Well, Hulu Plus is so much more. With Hulu Plus, you can watch your favorite shows anytime, anywhere. Hulu Plus lets you watch thousands of hit TV shows and movies in the living room or on the go on your smartphone or tablet. I was watching a movie the other day. I went early to the gig. I was in the parking lot. I put Hulu Plus on right on my iPhone. I watched a TV show right in the parking lot before I went into the gig. It's amazing. With Hulu Plus, you can watch favorite TV shows like SNL, Jimmy Kimmel Live, Shark Tank, and Scandals. Watch every episode of shows like Lost, Law & Order, Doctor Who, and Community. You can also check out exclusive content, including Hulu originals like The Wrong Mans and Behind the Mask, Hulu's new docuseries that takes you inside the world of sports mascots. How interesting is that? You know, I almost got into a fight with a mascot. I almost beat up the Maryland Tarpon one day. Yeah, it was on Tourgasm. It really pissed me off. I was trying to look through the mask to see where his face was. So check it out right now. You'll also get access to the collection of ad-free movies and kids' content. Ad-free movies is great. That means you just watch it. No stopping, no nothing. You just watch the movie in its entirety, like when you went to the movie and saw it originally. And they have kids' content, which is great. I just have a kid. It's awesome when he's fussy. Right on my iPhone. I'll put on a nice little kid show, and it'll take him away for 20 minutes so I can relax and have some free time. Okay, so here's the deal. For only $7.99 a month, you can catch up on current shows, binge on old favorites, or catch a great movie. Stream as many TV shows and movies as you want, wherever you want. Your phone, your TV, your computer, your tablet, wherever. And right now, you can try Hulu Plus free for 2 weeks when you go to HuluPlus.com/dude. That's a special offer for our listeners. Make sure you use the HuluPlus.com/dude so you get the extended free trial. That's an extended free trial for our listeners. And they also know we sent you. Go to HuluPlus.com/dude right now for your extended 2-week free trial. HuluPlus.com/dude. You know what, dude? I got my Hulu Plus. I got my coffee. Boom!
Podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Joe Pesci, draw the line, don't cross it, that's it.
Give me a beer. I'm done.
All right, guys, we're recording right now. So
are we on? Oh. Are we on Ustream?
Yep, we're going.
Welcome to the White Baby Podcast. I'm your host, Louis J.
What
Gomez.
The fuck? I'm guest hosting, asshole.
Whoa.
My name's Giannis Pappas. I'm filling in for Bobby fucking Kelly.
Why would that be, by the way?
Huh?
Nobody seems
he respects
to get
me.
I have the radio background.
He respects me, that's why, Joe.
And I get just brushed right over. Because you know what? The one time you hosted the show, Dan, it really sucked. You were very unsure of yourself. Here's the problem. You can't steer the ship and do your crazy, wacky voices at the same time. That's a lot.
Be a man in the box. You got to only be the man in the box.
Of course you can steer a ship and do crazy voices. Watch this. Iceberg right ahead. Perfect.
Kelly's here.
Yeah, where is Kelly? How come she's not here?
I mean, really?
I think she's dying.
What a good
anything
thing.
Anything I should say, she's going to hear, so just know that.
No, but I thought she was supposed to be here.
Hopefully she's dead.
She dictates every episode.
She's dead.
She sucks the dick out of Dictate.
Oh, boy.
Sucks the dick.
You'll warm up. We'll get you around
I'm trying here, guys.
Why are we sitting so close? This is a bummer.
Yeah, Louis,
why
don't you inch him to him?
Because I have to be on the camera for you stream, because Scopo said I can't.
I said move over a little bit, not go on Joe's
lap. This is crazy. I feel like the Knights
you're getting big. If you're over there, they'll get some of you in the frame.
You got my right tit.
I will happily not be on camera to sit further away from you than this. Why don't you sit on the couch with Sambo?
Seriously.
I don't like the couch for these podcasts. It makes me very tired. I need to be alert on a chair.
You are the Jewiest person I've ever met, ever.
Wow.
And I've met Yom Kippur.
I don't know. We were talking about it. Do you think he's a psychopath?
Sam?
Sam's Sam the most Morrell. Thoughtful, sweetest person I've ever met. Maybe the most loyal, sweetest friend I've ever had.
I'm like a Saint Bernard.
Is it an overcompensation because he feels nothing?
No, I feel
until
like,
he drinks.
I feel like Sam is he's got good guidance counselor energy. He listens and then, you know, he shows you he cares later that he's gonna take care of you.
Sam's so thoughtful that when he asks how you're doing, he listens with his mouth open. He's like this, how are you?
Yeah, but
I
think
that's ADD. I'm not being thoughtful.
Yeah, hey, wait a minute. Can we start over? This sucks.
Yeah, this is rough.
I'm kidding.
Also, they don't know who Sam is. I don't know why we're talking about Sam.
Sam Morrell. That's why I snuck it in. Sam Morrell.
Sam Morrell. Comedian. From the Sadie Doyle blog.
From the Sadie Doyle blog. The Sam Morrell. The rape representative for the community.
Congressman of rape?
Yeah.
All right, representing rape?
Look, I'm going up against him next election year.
No, he's got jokes. Not just saying rape.
No. I commit the act.
Yeah. Dude, Sam,
I have inspired many rape jokes.
Sam has to do something huge now because right now, like, he's really known. Like, Brett, when we were hanging out the other night, wanted to meet Sam because of the Sam Doyle, the Sandy Doyle controversy.
Talk about Brett Favre.
He's like, you are the Sam Morrell?
You're the guy.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, dude, I am your eyebrow match.
You are.
Sam is low, Joe is low. Scobo, fix it.
I told you I was low.
I don't know how to fix it, guys.
Yeah, I don't know. My ass is weighing me down. I can't fix it.
If you were constantly sitting on something that cushy, you wouldn't want to get up either. you just want to keep relaxing. It's like he's got a fucking Tempur-Pedic always strapped to him. He's got memory foam butt.
Scopo's butt was developed by NASA.
put a glass of red wine on his right cheek and jump on the left. A glass of wine.
Oh, God.
I really feel like in this shirt tossing his baseball, I feel like a groundskeeper. It's like, yeah, I used to pitch. Tigers cut me.
Joe, how do you feel about
this? How was that bandana?
How do you feel about us starting late today?
The bandana is being washed, by the way, because
with Kelly's tears?
Yeah. It has the flu on it.
Oh.
How sick is Kelly that we're throwing away items and
not
burning
even lying,
shit?
She told me she almost died of pneumonia. She went to the hospital.
Too bad.
But she's still tweeting.
Oh, I know.
Instagramming.
God, we know.
What is with the Tinder date?
She thinks it's a thing.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
She's trying to do like a comedian's pissing thing.
Would you?
Dude, bugging me. It's like, Kelly, don't try to do your own fucking thing.
What is it? Set it up.
Okay?
What is it? I don't know what it is.
Comedian's pissing is innovative and bold. I respect that.
Thank you, man. I'm fucking groundbreaking.
What's Kelly doing?
Kelly's doing, it's called Conversations on Tinder. And what she does is she trolls guys on Tinder, and when they hit her up, she just screen caps what they write
to
her.
You can't do that. That's illegal to put people's information on.
I don't think it's illegal. It's just shitty.
Yeah.
I think it might be borderline illegal.
Yes, look, if she
without their consent?
If she wasn't like a fat chick who should be getting fucked off of Tinder, then I would understand. If she was like a hot chick, it was like, oh, ha, ha, ha. But Kelly, no. Use Tinder for its fucking purpose, which is to get you laid.
Which she does do. You can't use it to get you laid and then be like, look at this loser trying to fuck me.
I like that Lewis is sticking up for the ethics of a thing like Tinder.
Lewis, the animal steel.
You're supposed to be there to fuck.
There's a code.
Not leak personal information. She's the Snowden of Tinder. You shouldn't be doing this. This is classified. This is classified fuck information.
Well, that is kind of fucked up. Like, if you're on Tinder, you don't want people to fucking just put your shit out there that you're even on.
So unethical.
It's a personal conversation.
Yeah, to what? Her 14 followers? I don't really know who.
She probably got a couple thousand followers.
She got more followers than a lot of people in this room.
Than me?
Not you, but definitely us three.
I think it's pretty close right now.
No, I think she's beating you.
Not by much.
Can we please have Joe List pull ahead of Kelly Fistuka and followers? That
guys,
is the biggest right abomination. Jeez.
Sign on to Twitter now,
that's
please.
That's worse than Jethro Tull winning the first fucking metal Grammy instead of Metallica.
We got to do something about that.
Please, please.
Why isn't Kelly fucking a comedian?
Lewis, can you
turn move
mine
on
up
in the world?
Why is she not? Because
yeah.
No one will. I don't know. I think
that's the way to maneuver.
Kelly will be a very powerful manager one day.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Is that mean? Is that too mean to say?
It was just way honest.
I just slipped up. It was just way too honest.
Just forgot. I think you thought we were in a diner for a second.
I broke podcast.
Kelly will never be a professional comedian.
I have more
comedian.
Followers than Kelly has.
You have more followers?
So you can take that back.
More Twitter followers? Sorry.
I broke podcast kayfabe.
You got fucking
more followers than you. And you did it very dismissively. She's got a lot more followers than
because
a lot of people in this room.
Shouldn't.
Particularly us three.
Because she shouldn't, but
all right, well.
She did.
Guys!
She might have more followers than
guys,
Sam.
Guys, we're
probably.
Giving this.
Most definitely.
Yeah, she has more
Sam's
than
got like 11. All of his jump ship when he raped a girl.
You know what? I can't even comment on it because I feel like it's going to get me in trouble again.
Yeah, well, you should stop.
What? Sadie's just got two fingers on her bean ready for you to say something so she can start rubbing. I'm going to blog about it.
He surrounds himself with people that say the word bean about vagina. Yeah. That's the first article.
Flicking the bean.
Flicking the beans, yeah. I think that's feminist.
I believe Joan Baez came up with
that.
Yeah,
I think that's
I believe the children are the future.
Yes.
That was the first line of the feminine mystique.
Now, is that wrong?
Yeah. Flick the bean. You enunciated funny.
Oh,
Joan Baez.
Joan Baez.
I think it's Joan Baez.
Joan Baez?
Yeah.
What did I say?
I saw Joan Baez live a couple times. The show started at 7 p.m. sharp, 8:15. We were out. It was amazing. It was me and Cantor. We were all banged up drinking booze in the parking lot. There was a bunch of people in their 70s.
Is she the folk singer who's reneging on her gig on like a former plantation?
Did you say renigging?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually,
you
that
totally
kind of worked
did.
Out good on the former plantation.
How does that work out good? You're just saying the N-word casually, accidentally?
I said renigging. It's a word.
It's negging.
It's neg.
Neg, you
re-neg.
Dumb.
It's oh. reneg.
This I always thought
thing.
It was reneg.
This is a common thing. People think Giannis is smart. He's not. He really is not. He really has the
it's
fucking...
It's not renigging?
He has
no,
the wool.
Renigging?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? You don't think they would have remedied that at some point in the 60s?
That's when your girlfriend fucks a black guy twice. She was reneged.
Oh, God.
I've been there.
Of course, Lewis.
Welcome to the NAACP approved You Know What Dude podcast.
Isn't that right, dude? Sadie Boyle, suck a cock. All you dirty donkeys, suck this dick. We don't care. White power. White power.
Whoa,
white
no,
power.
No.
George, the animal steal.
Oh. That's a real fucking WCW mid 80s wrestling promo you just gave.
Yeah.
A bunch of shouting with mean, hateful
but
shit.
But you know what? Like, casually people say reneging. You reneged on that.
Nope.
Nobody says that.
I'm not being corporate. I've
Dan, yes.
Do you say Coon incidents?
Yes.
Nobody's too ever, good.
Nobody's ever said that ever.
How the fuck did you just think of that? You just went into your Rolodex of Boston racism and pulled it out?
Every time he blinks, that's actual 5 seconds of thinking. So it's just like,
dude, you know what? This is a lot of negative energy.
This is why we do
it. Oh, God, that was good. Coon incidents.
Oh, boy. Oh,
yeah,
we're
no, people
fun.
Do say re-nigger. They do it. That's the...
Racist people.
Coon incidents just really made me laugh.
Yeah, Coon incidents.
Where I was like, this coffee's not going down my throat.
Can anyone think of any other ones?
I'm sure we'll come up with a few.
Yeah. Yeah. No,
Scott, but what are you doing? You're making me nervous.
Some folk singer just re-nagged.
Reneg, you fucking tool. E. Renoggin.
Yeah, before every podcast, someone should get Joe irritated. He was irritated from the beginning.
I'm irritated because we started 30 minutes late.
Yeah, why?
We're testing the set. Why?
Yeah. Tell us.
It's somebody's time. It's very rude.
Yeah.
It's very, very rude. And I'm not blaming anyone other than Bobby and Chris and you.
Right. What? I was here on time.
Yeah, you're guest hosting.
Yeah, I was
so
here.
So you're the host.
So what does that mean? Am I responsible for Chris Scopo?
You're responsible for
what's
the show.
What's his name
you're
again?
Scopo.
Chris Scopo. I did that on purpose.
Yeah.
Dance hall booty.
You know, he gets a little too big for his britches once in a while. For once in a while, we should just forget his last name. I think that's what he deserves. But like, what was your name?
I think everyone forgot my last name, but
Chris Scopo.
What's going on with you, Chris Scopo? You're like shitting on yourself.
Yeah, you're all right.
Okay,
yeah,
what's the name?
Dude, you should be Scopo, away. Don't try to get out of this beating right here.
He's trying to do Eminem and 8 Mile where he like shits on himself so then they have nothing else
yes,
to
I
say.
Yes, I do have a big butt, and I am from Queens. And Kelly Fustuca does do a better job on the cameras than me.
And that doesn't
but I know something about you. You're in love with a beautiful woman. I'm all, oh, Jesus, take it away on my power.
God.
Giannis is working on a new laugh.
Joe, you're an asshole. You know that?
What do you mean I'm an asshole?
You're
having fun.
You're a fucking asshole.
You're dumb.
Huh? I'm not. No, actually, renege. fucking get on the comment
You're
board.
You're still
how many
working the re-nig angle? Oh,
no, because you called me dumb because of re-nig. A lot of people say re-nig. It's like slang. That's it's like saying
re-African American.
It's slang fucking.
I prefer recolored. This is what Joe does to be an asshole.
Yeah.
He's the nicest guy in the world.
Thank
but
you.
He'll slowly do this, and then you'll be like, this is him being a dick.
Being a dick.
He'll be like, I wrote a new bit about you. I got a bit where I'm like, you ever notice when your friends are so inconsiderate and selfish? And you're like, what?
Wait, tell him what you did.
Joe? That's your Joe impression?
Yeah. Tell him
what's your Joe impression?
I don't have one.
It's a Boston impression.
Yeah. Tell him what you did, though. I was not a bad Joe listening person. I wanted to write a bit about you, but you did something.
The blinks help it.
You walked in, and you were like, I had a terrible day. I was like, oh, this just happened.
That's what Soda does. And he makes... Now, your way of making me an asshole is reporting me. I literally go like this. I'm like, I just had the worst day. And Soda's like, me too. I fucking got fired from... Immediately just takes it off. I don't even get a
moment.
More
important than you are.
Yeah, but you know, I don't know if that's true. That's comics in general. Most comics do that.
Thank you, Lewis.
Most comics, because we're about ourselves all the
Sam
time.
Sam listens, though. He does listen with his
Sam's
mouth
a great
open.
Listener.
Trying to figure out what it's like to be
like
human.
I don't like you guys blaming his... Saying he's a good listener because he's partially retarded. That's not fair.
I'm getting a lot of credit for my learning disability.
You sit there
He goes, yeah.
Sam's half Jewish, half retarded, and half idiot.
Oh boy, where's the bandana for that one?
You know what, dude? Give me the.
That was a room style.
The wig.
I had my mouth open,
that.
Ready for
it's
that one,
bomb
Joe.
Wig. Bomb
and,
wig.
There you go. There's bomb your dream. Wig. You could be my sidekick now, Maurice and the Boston guy.
Austin Jones.
He looks like a shitty toupee right now.
He looks like, what's his name from the American Hustle a little bit?
Oh, shit.
What, Christian actually, Bale? I forget the character's name. Not a great movie.
That was the best joke Scope was ever told, and he didn't even have the name or the reference.
He's like the guy in the thing. Yeah, this is good.
I'm throwing out one or two zingers, especially in Lewis's direction.
I think he's just savoring this time away from Kelly.
Yeah.
It is fucking.
I mean, we got a month away from Kelly. She's going away tomorrow.
Is it a whole month?
It's a whole month we have.
Could somebody
Kelly
bomb because this is making
free.
My head itch.
It's fucking hilarious.
You have to wear it.
Hmm?
You don't have to wear it.
Well, I'm a team player because I care about other people, unlike you.
Whoa!
Oh, wow. Joe, you're not the greatest guy in the world. Let's be honest.
Okay. Joe, no, I disagree. I think Joe's one of the nicest.
He's a good person.
Absolutely.
Great person. Yeah.
He's a good person.
I do volunteer work. What do you do?
I don't do it, but I did 9/11 disaster relief for 2.5 years. I help people.
Two and a half years? You should have done a better job. That's way too long.
What?
Keep that wig on.
Too long.
Someone get a staple gun so it can be permanent.
All right.
You mean hand
there
the
is.
I think you mean permanent. Because
right.
He fucks up his E's and I's. What are you guys, bailing on me?
I mean P-nigment.
Guys.
Boy, oh boy.
I'm failing.
This is what we don't
and
have.
Then
this
he talks about how people from Boston are racist. He said nig 354 times already.
But he's from Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. I'm allowed to do that.
Right.
Me.
But Joe, you are a good person, though. You do Buddhism. You volunteer.
I do Buddhism. That's true. I go around,
practice Buddhism.
I go around doing Buddhism.
Yeah, no, you're right, not
I tried
a
to give him a compliment. I can't even take a compliment. I was trying to give him a compliment. No. I fucking messed up the grammar.
Do you get a compliment?
No. Well, I care about...
You're going to make fucking Mercury Rising over here, his autistic joke-telling ability.
Jesus Christ.
He's slamming his head, a hand into his head.
This episode, we're going to see how many ways we can get racial slurs into words.
Words? Do you mean Jews?
I saved you on that one.
I only went because Joe went.
Yeah, I fucking saved your ass. You owe me one now. Maybe you could invite me to your son's second birthday party. You fucking jerk off.
Like he's gonna be around for that.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how involved you are in his life over the next year, Joe.
Well, invite me to come play with him and finger him and shit. I want to play with him. I love your kid. What are you kidding? I hung out with him one time. I saw him. I picked him up.
Did you really want to go?
Of course, I would have gone. I would have appreciated an invite, and I would have gone.
I didn't want to make it a big thing, and then I didn't want to be in a situation where I was inviting. Then I have to invite fucking.
You just want to invite people that can help your career, so, Dan Soder.
That's not true.
So I'll tell you this.
Seems like it.
Who was invited?
Fistuka, Dan, Dave Smith.
Whoa, that's
never mind. Sorry, I take it back.
No, but Fistuka babysits James all the time
on the reg,
and Dave is like
your
basically
friend.
Fucking. Yeah.
Your good
James's
friend.
James' uncle, and Soder's fucking...
Is that your baby's
really
name, James?
Me my career.
He knows I got a little money, so I'm going to bring a present.
Is your baby's name James?
Yeah.
Sweet baby
He doesn't
James.
Even know your baby's name, this fucking asshole.
I'm being honest.
I'm telling you, though, good hang, because I got there early, so I got to hang with Louis, Dave, Beatrice, and James, and then all the family came.
Who is Beatrice?
And I had to leave, so, but it was good. It was good. I don't like, you know, you can't be...
Appreciate you giving us that play-by-play there.
It was raining.
Yeah. What time was it about?
It was around... I got there around 3:39 p.m.
You have a nice cup of coffee before you work.
Yeah, you know. Soder,
I got 16 text messages from Soder because he was standing outside of my apartment in the rain, and I didn't fucking leave my phone.
This is
on
what
me.
Lewis does. He just texts you his address like we live in the fucking suburbs. There's apartment numbers. Yeah. I get there, it's pouring rain. I keep calling Lewis's phone. And then I have to ask the guy in his building. I'm like, you know what apartment Lewis and Beatrice live
You know
live
where
in?
That guy lives? He looks like a police sketch when he has his hood on. Where does he live at?
You know that guy you're terrified of when he comes in your building?
It's like he's Harlem. He just points everywhere.
Yeah,
Lewis walks. Lewis walks like he's looking for somebody.
He looks
doesn't
for,
he?
He always looks like he dropped his keys.
Yeah.
He's got that determined look on his face. He's like, I was walking down this street. Okay, I turned right here.
To me, he looks like, are you the guy? Are you the guy? Yeah. He's just looking around looking for a guy.
He's got revenge face.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah.
I mean, you're an animal. That's just how it is. Lewis the Animal Steel.
Joe, you comfortable?
Scopo's making me unbelievably uncomfortable. He keeps getting up and walking behind me. I don't know what the hell's going
He's
on.
He's the lighting coordinator.
Scopo, do you have another fucking herpes, dude?
No, it was a fucking pimple. I popped it.
You have herpes too?
No, I don't have herpes too.
No, herpes simplex too.
No, but do you have herpes?
He has
well?
Herpes 3.
I gave you that one, Joe. He got out of that one.
Joe, you Indiana Jones. Off the snide here.
Indiana Jones right under that one. Ooh. And grabbed your hat.
Right. Joe, don't get irritated. Don't get irritated.
Get what?
Irritated.
Don't get irrigated.
Don't get irrigated.
How the fuck do you have a morning show? You can't even talk.
Yeah, Giannis and his smart words. Seriously, though, he's very irrigated.
After 9 a.m., Giannis's brain shuts down.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not used to being up this
But
time.
Fucking 5 a.m., it's weepa, weepa, weepa. Hey, good morning, Miami. Outside, it's cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha! Whatever fucking Univision bullshit you do in the mornings in Miami.
Buenos tardes!
Mis es Giannis Papi.
By the way, Giannis said the word millennials 15 times the other day. It made me furious.
That's because it's trying to help you understand the business, because I understand it like little Duval does.
What the hell is millennials?
Millennials are people born in 1980 and after.
And most of them are spics.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Not all of them. I got some, you know.
Yeah. Some heaves.
Welcome to the NAACP approved You Know What Dude podcast.
NAACP.
If they listen to this podcast, they'd be like, how is, whoa, God, let's just call this white guy anger.
Well, Kelly's in studio, on studio, but she's on the chat, by the way.
Thank God.
I hope.
Is she listening live? She's going to be pissed.
She's going to be pissed. Yeah. Kelly will make a great manager. I think, quote, unquote, Kelly will make a great manager.
Wait, no, Kelly wouldn't make a great manager. Nobody likes her. You'd be able to like your manager.
No, I think that was a polite way of saying she's never going to make it in this business.
I didn't say that.
Well, what does that imply?
I said she's going to make it in this business as a manager.
Right. Not true, dude.
What happened, Lewis?
My tongue.
Oh, that's God giving you that.
Dude, it's
God,
possible.
God owes you about 49 more of those.
Don't you think if Kelly cleaned up a little bit, you know what I mean? Tightened up a little bit,
her
cleaned
body?
Up, she got on the girl code, it could happen.
Yeah, you're
yeah,
right.
The girl
that
code
girl code
make,
really is a knighting.
Yeah,
stranger shit
really
has happened.
Yeah, you know? It could get you on. I mean, it's like, all, they edit you nice, you know? You just say a couple of quips. Yeah.
And you sell out comedy clubs.
Yeah, that's it. That's
yeah,
it.
Make your ex-boyfriend really jealous and bitter. make him move to Miami and give up on his real career.
Almost go goddamn suicidal.
Start smoking cigarettes and everyone's Joseph. Like, oh, Giannis, you look great. You lost so much weight. He's like, ah, dude, I stopped eating. I'm just smoking
just
four packs
eat.
A day.
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes and don't
I
eat.
I just sit in an unfurnished apartment in Miami with the windows.
I'm on the diet called thinking of her.
Yeah, I just imagine him sitting on the floor, hardwood floors.
Yeah.
There's no blinds up.
I just pace in my apartment. And I might as well just go smoke a cigarette,
she'll
do
be,
something.
She'll be here any day.
Yeah, it's not lonely down here at all. Not lonely. Let me see if I can call John Moses. Let me just go through the J's and see what friends I have with letter J. What's up, Moses? How's it going? Yeah, I know I've never called you ever. Just want to check in.
Just want to rap.
Yeah,
you
can call me, buddy.
Go to bed at fucking 8 p.m. every night. Just sad. Not doing comedy. Getting up at 4.
It's fucking hard, man.
You can call me anytime, Giannis. Call me anytime, buddy.
Me too. I put it out there, man.
Okay.
Text me first.
I will, guys. Yeah.
If you could text me first.
No, me and Joe, we're good friends, man. I feel like we're friends
pretty
now.
Pretty close. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Certainly closer than Lewis and I are.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's
if I was
evident,
to rank
yeah.
my friends in this in order, I would say Dan Soder, Sam Morril, right. Giannis, Lewis.
Four. Scopo doesn't exist.
Scobo didn't even make the cut.
Didn't make the cut on that one.
I always think that you're Robbie Bernstein. Are you not the same guy?
Robbie Bernstein, another comedian.
Why would you do that? Honestly, that's like a Kelly Festuca-esque kind of dig at me.
Oh!
Festuca-esque.
Kelly ain't even here to defend himself.
Everybody laughed.
Is this the opposite of name dropping? What are we doing?
His name picking up.
Where's Bobby? What is Bobby doing now?
Eating.
No grains, Dad. No grains.
I think he's in Boston, actually.
He's in Boston. Great town.
Wonderful town.
Yeah.
You still do that 12-minute bit about how you hate it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's still got it in the rotation. Yeah.
Okay, Matt Damon was here last night at the Comedy Cellar.
He's a nice guy. He's friends with Tom Papa.
Yeah. He was here with
Boy,
Tom
I'd Papa. Sure like to know what it feels like to work at the Cellar. That would be nice.
You've had that feeling before.
Read this because fucking Kelly's like, you guys aren't reading this.
Let's see what she says.
Reading what?
Fucking the chat. I don't know.
Kelly Festuca. They're not reading this. Don't be sad, Giannis. You the shit.
Oh, my
God. No. She said you da shit.
Oh, yeah. Hey, da shit.
Hold on. She wants us to read her shitty quips that she's writing.
Hold on. She's got more here. I'm listening and I hate all of you.
Okay.
Hello, someone notice me. I'm sick.
Can I just say her. She always kisses Giannis's ass.
Giannis and Bobby. You ever realize that?
She's like,
Yanni, you're so talented, Yanni.
Giannis got on TV, and then all of a sudden, she's like, oh, maybe I can get on TV one time.
Soda's on real TV, and she doesn't kiss his ass.
I'm not in Univision's minor leagues. I'm on MTV, too. That's true.
You can actually find his channel.
Barely.
Yeah, you want to watch my show? Go to fusion.net.
Yeah.
We couldn't even afford a .com. Giannis, you're so talented. Oh, Giannis, you're here. I love Giannis.
Your Kelly sounds a little bit like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I'll be your new nanny. My name's Kelly Festuca.
She's going to Mrs. Doubtfire her comedy career.
Hello.
She can get the wigs from Giannis, though.
Hey! Scobo! 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 Scobo!
Wow!
Scobo's on the board!
Scobo. Wow. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
This is good.
Boy, that was like a finger in the asshole. I really didn't think I was going to like it, but I loved it. That was great.
Surprise.
Boy, oh boy. Who likes eating asshole? Have we talked about this on the show?
I love it.
I love it. No, I think a lot of people pretend that they do, but they don't.
But I don't go.
Really?
Yeah. Hold on. Pretend that they love eating or getting it.
Yeah, they pretend that they do, and nobody really does.
Are you crazy?
It's a place where shit comes out.
I don't stick my tongue in the butthole, but I do.
You gotta go on like this.
You gotta swipe it.
Okay, first of all, this is the truth, guys. Fact. I eat pussy from behind, which, by the way, is my thing.
Yeah.
So I got my nose in the butt.
You lay your nose right up on the top like you're looking over a cliff.
Yeah. I'm the neighbor in Home Improvement.
Mr. Wilson.
Yeah, Mr. Wilson.
Hey, that's Dennis the Menace. Wilson. Just Wilson.
It's just Wilson.
Like you're a cartoon and half your head is just peeking up over a movie letter.
We already got it. Yeah. By the way, this effect, kissing a girl with tongue is dirtier than licking her asshole.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah, I don't buy that. There's more bacteria.
You guys made a lot of talking over each other happening, guys. Let's take it easy.
We're excited. There's a lot of bacteria in your mouth that you don't have the same type of bacteria in your asshole. I'm telling you.
Really?
It's cleaner to lick an asshole. Look it up.
Really?
I understand you're telling us. I like that people just say, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I know that you're telling me. That doesn't mean it's right.
Doesn't make sense.
Shit comes out of the ass. Yeah. The seeds and...
Do you know what happens when you don't wipe your ass and you know it like burns and gets red?
Yeah,
that's because the bacteria fucking burns your skin.
It's hepatitis A, bro.
Yeah. I mean, that's shit is potent.
Can somebody look it up? What's cleaner, an asshole or a mouth?
That's why it smells, because it's telling you to stay away from it.
Why would that even be?
It's dangerous.
A mouth or an asshole?
Maybe Kelly can do that.
Yeah.
Dude, Lewis, where'd you get this fact? Where'd you read it?
Snapple? Somewhere, no, somewhere.
Somewhere.
Look it up. Scrub, look up the facts.
What do you want me to look up?
Guys, let me just say this.
It has to.
When has somewhere ever been wrong?
Hold on.
Somewhere.
I'm going to look it up.
I read it somewhere.
I heard it somewhere.
Wait, guys, it's time to read a compliment to Giannis from Kelly.
I like all of your characters. I think they're all equally potent.
Because Giannis is nice to me. You dumb heads.
All right, don't get too confident. Read it in a voice.
I went into the voice. I was like, I can't do it. I just halfway with it.
Just stick with that queen. My favorite. Should be a cab driver voice.
I don't
voice.
Have voices like you, Giannis. I'm sorry.
I know. Or Ooh. Talent.
That's why. Or that. At least my girlfriend didn't leave me for fame.
Oh! We got a real Sam and Diane thing going here.
At least I had a girlfriend who was hot who fucked me. You got one of those?
Whoa.
Mine's pretty hot.
She's good looking. She's hot.
Yeah.
All right. Well, don't introduce her to me because that would be
because
an upgrade.
What? She'll leave you afterwards?
Yeah, because she'll be like, you know what? I can date a guy with a normal lower body. That's weird.
I don't have to date centaurus people.
And a baguette's the upper body.
Yeah. I do not have that anymore.
Your sadness and smoking whittled you down to just the bone structure.
Scopo, I cannot say anything about Jessie Mae because you used to hand out flyers for her.
Yeah, I'm
you
not were saying anything bad
you were,
about her.
You were employed by her pre-girl code.
Lewis, let this happen.
He was employed by her pre-girl code.
Was that one and one?
Yeah. One and one, yeah.
When she was a nice, normal human?
Yeah. Yeah. Honest Dan tonight.
I told you, man.
Like joke, honest fact.
That joke was
Kelly. She's never going to make it in this business.
I didn't say that.
I love Kelly.
Okay, this is on Wiki Answers. So somebody wrote it, but they seem like they know what they're talking about. The human anus or butt is actually cleaner. The mouth excretes germs and bacteria of a more potent manner. But be aware of the fact that you are more likely to get sick from having someone's anus in your mouth than having someone spit in your mouth.
Well, that's the opposite of what you said, Lewis.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you said you're more likely to get... Say it again. Repeat it.
More likely to get sick. You're not going to get pink eye from making out with someone.
don't re-African-American on this.
Yeah, don't re-nag.
Hold on.
I like that we're either all talking or nobody talking.
Well, because we're waiting for Lewis to repeat it.
I'm pulling a different one up because that one's not.
Oh, you're going to go. Oh, so you're going to go to yahoo.answers now?
I already did that.
Oh, okay. So you're going to go see what ask.
But no one answered. What do you guys feel on eating butt?
What do I feel about eating butt?
What do you mean, everybody?
Big fan of it.
Disorder gave you his technique and everything. His preference, he likes to eat from behind, perch his nose over the top.
Love that shit.
I like to be eating pussy and then just give a couple of little pecks.
A little breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Cereal and ass?
Little dog drinking water.
I like to do it post-shower, though. I like to be the one that scrubs out the butt. I want to clean it and then get in there.
Yeah, but you clean it with your tongue.
How fastidious of you.
It's true.
See, I know some big words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what fastidious means?
I don't, but I assume you're using it wrong. I think it means whatever you're not.
I don't even think Giannis knows what
it
means.
I don't know what it means. It just sounds good and fast.
Giannis and his fucking day calendar of words.
I don't, dude, nobody eats ass as much as they say they do, though.
I don't
it's
eat
a brag.
It a lot.
Yeah, it's a brag. It's like one of those things.
If my girl would let me eat her ass, I would eat her ass every time I went down her.
I feel the same way.
Every fucking time.
I believe you, but I don't believe those guys.
What are you talking
about? Fuck you!
I don't believe you guys.
I told you this morning I had a little taste.
Don't do that. Don't do that because this is what Giannis does. He tries to start dumb arguments that you can't prove. He's one of those guys that just says you're lying.
You're right.
When it's just a fucking...
It's called starting something.
Why
entertaining,
would I just
Joe.
Fucking,
instead
why would
of
I,
just being irritated that we fucking started 30 minutes late and hating everybody.
Don't irritate, gay. Entertain.
Entertate?
Look,
that's a Giannis
word. Not my fault you got a barber's haircut from 1930.
Nice haircut.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Joe-less haircut, flowing and beautiful.
Yeah, but is he,
look at your dumb
hair. That hair looks like he's a fisticuffer from the 1930s or a bartender or a barber.
You look pugilist is probably the word you wanted.
Giannis's haircut is 60s Giannis, accountant.
Giannis's haircut, very similar to Joe's.
Yeah, actually. You're the only guy with a comb over who has
a part in the middle of the...
You really do. You have bigger than McCracken before he lost.
Only Giannis would try to come at my hair. I got fucking horrible teeth, herpes, no jaw. You're like, look at this hair on this guy. I have golden hair.
You're going after the one strand on his face.
Forehead, I can't see anything. I got my teeth.
Teeth are staring right out of
my
you.
Nephew,
you go for his fucking hair?
But we've covered all that already.
My nephew asked me why my teeth are yellow.
Your nephew did?
Yeah, I told him because Santa Claus isn't real.
Are we allowed to do bits on this show?
Dude, that's not a bit. He did a bit earlier.
Dude, what he just said about my hair is the funniest fucking thing anyone's ever said about my hair.
What?
That I'm the only dude with hair who has a comb over.
Oh, boy.
Just the way my hair grows, I guess.
Lewis, anything? You want to jump in?
Yeah.
No, I'm waiting. No.
Okay. Still nervously chewing gum like a college basketball coach? Trying to see if that 2-3 is going to work?
Still figuring out how you can prove that the mouth is dirtier than the asshole.
Can somebody in the fucking chat room please send us information what is more bacteria, the ass or the mouth?
Kelly, send us a picture. One of the most ridiculous assertions you could ever make.
No, it's
the asshole is the dirtiest part of the body. That's why shit smells.
That's like your hands are dirtier than your ass, you idiot.
No way.
Do you know how much shit you touch all day? Shit.
Dude, I could shake his hand and probably like eat a piece of pizza with my hands after nothing happened.
Yeah.
If I took my hand
every meal
and
I've ever eaten,
dug it in his ass,
you're an idiot.
Or put
First
it on
of all,
his
there's
asshole.
There's feces in and everything we eat. There's people put their fingers in their asses and touch every surface. You have all ass bacteria is all over everything.
I don't like pop up Lewis facts. He's just like, you know that your mouth is dirtier than the asshole. You know if you eat everything you eat has poop in it.
But the ass only exists to dispose of the waste.
Yeah,
that's the whole ass's thing. It's just the bad shit.
It's
in the ass.
Garbage.
That's what an asshole is.
It's not like you're sucking on my colon, dude. It's your fucking ass meat. You can lick a little ass meat and not get sick. I've never gotten sick.
God,
from eating ass meat.
Ass meat?
I haven't either. That's not the argument. The argument is that it's dirtier than a mouth, which seems sick.
Ass meat.
Kelly, send us a picture of your asshole and mouth.
Kelly did say to Joe. She said, "Fuck them, Joe. I'd sit on those teeth."
Oh, well, you might get cut up a little bit if you did that. Like sitting on a shark's face.
Or one of those reverse tire things at the end where you can't drive over one way.
Is that a thing? Sitting on teeth? Yeah. Oh, sit on my teeth, baby.
Ass meat sounds like a Mauricia term.
Yo, you need to get my ass meat. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Gotta get this ass pussy meat. That's it.
How are you doing a bad Mauricia? That seems weird.
Give me another beer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, boy. Get yours a beer. Sam, get
a
beer.
I'm telling you, Mauricio Dangerfield.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that one.
I'll have a beer. Fuck it.
Your ass, pussy. Oh,
yeah. Don't try to go to Westchester. I'm telling you. Wiper.
Let's get Sam some booze.
Oh,
Sam
God.
Gets really fun when he's
Sam's got
up.
An unbelievable chest. Sam looks like he's got Dave Smith body, like super skinny, but his chest is out of this world.
Swimmer's
body.
I do a great Sam impression.
Do it. that's pretty good.
What
pretty
is that?
Good.
I didn't get that.
Couldn't see in the camera.
It's my posture.
Can you do it? Sit it down. Can you do it sitting down?
Yeah.
We're like, okay, that's good.
He holds the mic.
That looks
here.
Like a sleepy baby.
You guys fucking watch Sam's act like I do.
And then he always like readjusts his stand. You know, he like readjusts that stand after the joke.
Yeah. I like when he says joke.
And after a bomb, he always does another bomb. Yeah. I've noticed.
Oh. What do you mean?
I think that's mean.
It was a joke.
Okay, Kelly chimed in, by the way, with the whole ass-mouth thing.
Good.
She said, the answer is more germs in the mouth. However, it takes years for those germs to affect you.
Okay, thank you, Kelly.
All right.
So Lewis's argument
is still wrong.
Boy, oh boy, I'm in trouble then.
How am I still wrong? All I said was there was more bacteria in the mouth than there was in the ass.
No, you didn't say
that's
that.
That's not what you said.
What
you said
say?
It's you get sick. There's a better chance
true.
Of getting sick
I didn't say,
from making
know,
out with someone than licking ass. No. That's exactly
Actually,
what you said.
I will stand by that statement.
Yeah, that's what you said.
You get sick? Yeah, there's a million different things you can get sick by kissing somebody in the mouth.
It's true.
From,
it's
and
true.
There's almost nothing you get sick from licking somebody's
I'm
ass.
I'm not going to lie. I take Lewis's side on this.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And Jester Skulls wrote in, even if the mouth has more bacteria, it's probably not as detrimental as the bacteria in your ass.
Ooh, good point.
Thank you, Dr. Jester Skull.
Okay, first of all, I know Jester Skulls. He's been on my show before. Matt, go fuck yourself. You're like 19 and your girlfriend's cheating on you.
Whoa!
Oh. What did you guys take some truth serum before this episode?
What's that thing that they give you where you have to say everything? I'm so drugged.
Jesus Christ.
Why would you say that to him, man? He's
I'm
a
sorry.
Fan.
I'm sorry she is.
Because he's Lewis the Animal Steel. I'm going to introduce him like that the next time I'm hosting on stage. Coming to the stage, giving up everybody for Lewis J. Gomez the Animal Steel.
That doesn't make sense, though. You're supposed to say Lewis the
I
Animal Steel.
I fucked it up, Lewis the Animal Steel. Yeah, I fucked it up.
Blew it.
I just didn't want to make him angry because he wants the J always in there.
Which is retarded.
It's the most ironic thing in the world.
Time out.
You really think that's retarded?
Yeah, because if someone said, I'm going to introduce you to my friend Lewis J. Gomez, and then you walked in, you'd be like, wait a second.
Okay, but no, until I get to the level where fucking
that's just
Louis
a Lewis
is at, or fucking anybody
but
else.
Lewis Gomez.
Yeah, Lewis Gomez.
It's a great name. That's a great
it's a
name.
Great
yeah,
name.
But there's 150
appropriately...
other people with that name.
But you're not putting J. Lewis Gomez.
First of all,
Gomez.
There's way more than 150 Lewis Gomez.
I'm saying if you Google
there's
Lewis
150
Gomez.
150 Lewis Gomez is in one tenement in Brooklyn.
At the time when I started performing, if you Googled Luis Gomez, there was going to be there's like 18 baseball how players many, named Luis Gomez.
But how many Luis Gomez are running LOL comedy?
Zero.
Nobody confuses you.
LaBarge nobody is running LOL comedy. Yeah, nobody, and everyone knows that.
Nobody confuses you with the other Luis.
Yeah, you're never doing the show again.
Don't you try to fool me. Beatrice is Jack Tunney. I know, really, it's Vince McMahon running things. I know, it's not. He's not the president of the WWF.
There's no other comedians named Luis Gomez. There's no confusion.
Actually, there is.
Yeah,
is there?
There is.
Who's that fat guy that was on...
Luis J. Gomez.
No. Yeah, well, of course.
On Access? On Live at Goth? On Gotham Live?
No, he's been in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Louis Guzman.
Louis Guzman.
All right, I'll give you the joke.
There's an L.A. comic named Luis Gomez, and it's just such a common name. Like, Dave Smith should have went with Dave A. Smith years ago. Now it's just too late. Dave Smith, there's 8 comics named Dave Smith.
Yeah, because it's a made up name.
Yeah, I mean,
what's your friend's name?
Because this is a business, dude. It's a fucking business. I'm gonna open a deli named fucking Katz's Deli across the street from Katz's Deli.
Giannis knows it's a business. He lives in Miami and drives a Mercedes, yeah.
BMW.
All
whatever.
He does is he lives this business.
That's because I understand the business like Lil Duval.
Yeah, because he does. He has demographic charts and he knows what millennials are. Louis does research just like you do, Louis J. Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, the esteem. It just sounds Joseph, like a professor.
And also
Joseph A. List. What do you think?
Yeah. I am Joseph A. List. If I've ever made a movie, like a drama, I would call it a Joseph A. List picture.
I think it's a classy move. William H. Macy.
What's your middle name?
E.
So you'd be Samuel E. Murrell.
Was it Abraham or something like that?
Giannis, what goofy Greek letter does your middle name start
He's
with?
He's always off by a letter.
It's a Y with two lines at the bottom.
Always racism.
My racism has been off by one letter today.
Abraham, not Abraham.
Abraham or something like that.
Giannis Echel Dechel Pappas.
No, mine's even worse. Frederikos Christos.
Yeah, of course it is.
Giannis FC Pappas.
Sounds like a sandwich at a diner.
Wow. It sounds like...
I'll take that wig.
But when I started doing comedy...
Sounds like a sandwich in a diner.
I got too excited for it.
But by the time I started doing comedy, I had already like been practicing my signature since I was like 4 years old as Luis J. Gomez.
What?
You blew my real ass dudeness? Okay.
That was great.
Okay, Dan.
Dude, that's illegal. You cannot boo his real ass dude.
So by the time I grew up, I'd been signing it like that. So am I going to sign Luis J. Gomez and just be Luis Gomez?
Yeah, you're not allowed to have a middle initial if you're Puerto Rican. I'll take that wig back.
Yep, there we go. That was a fun stay.
Are you implying that was a joke?
Do it in character.
Wait, this is
you're
going
not
out
supposed
on
to have a little letter if you Puerto Rican.
What's Maurice's middle name?
Marisa Classy Rodriguez.
You didn't think that far ahead? She doesn't have a middle name?
She doesn't have a middle name.
Come on, bro. You're an actor. You're supposed to fucking live the character. You're supposed to know what she had for breakfast that day. Ass pussy?
What would be your middle name?
Let's figure it out right now. Name?
My middle name, Elias.
Oh,
that's Elias. A good
named after the general in platoon.
Oh, no.
I made that up. It's not really.
After,
I was almost. I'm so gullible.
It's Elias who beget Abraham, who beget the son of David. And
you're bigot. Bigot is the word you're looking for.
Beget.
Begot.
Bigot. This racism thing is weird. Bigot. Beget. Bigot. Bigot Abraham.
Begot.
So, middle name? What is your middle name?
Edward Richard.
Oh, that's as white as it gets.
Are you giving your confirmation name, too? Or are you giving your middle name?
My name's Dan. What is it again?
Edward Richard.
My name is Dan.
Two middle names?
Daniel.
Edward Richard Sober.
And the Edward Richard, it's hyphenated.
This is three white guy names in a row.
Actually, it's my great-great-grandfather, my great-grandfather, my grandfather, then my father. That's how it goes. In order.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
You fucking asshole.
Who are you, Joe List now? You fucking asshole.
Giannis Tzatziki Sauce Pappas.
Look at Joe's calmed down now. He's more sedate.
I'm very calm. I'm doing Buddhist.
You've really calmed down. You settled in. You were a little irritated at the beginning.
You push buttons, buddy.
It was me that pushed the buttons.
You always push buttons.
Why is that?
You're a provocateur,
you
like
Do you secretly really hate me?
I love you.
No, seriously.
I love you the most.
Do you think so?
What? I think you're great.
I think you secretly hate
me. I think that you're a little less wise than you imply.
What do you mean I imply? I don't imply that
then
I'm wise.
Then people think.
Yeah, so why are you mad at me about that?
I'm not mad at you.
Yeah.
I love you.
So why would you even bring that up? You just said, I'm a little less wise than I imply. When do I ever imply that I'm wise?
You try to use big words and you use them wrong.
I haven't used one word wrong today.
Renege?
Renege is the colloquialism for reneg.
You just said colloquialism.
Colloquialism.
And
everybody knows it is reneg, right?
Everybody's in phone
That's
jail
how you say it.
Right fucking now.
That's how I said it in New York. You say you reneged on
we
the deal.
We need some people in
you
phone jail.
You reneged on the deal.
Oh, that is true. Yeah,
yes.
When he says
come
reneged
on, dude.
On the deal.
Do
yeah.
anyone reneged on the deal? Ask anyone in the chat room. They know what I'm talking about. Because Joe Liz hates me and are had it out for me, he pointed it out. Because you do hate me.
Are there any other ignorant people in the chat room who misuse words?
I think that you're great.
I'm
and
sorry.
I care
here.
About African Americans, so I don't appreciate
sorry.
You misenunciating.
Oh, you do not care about African Americans.
I think you're great. We've had so many heart to hearts. I wish that we would talk more. I care about your well being. It makes me worried that you're still up in arms about this silly girl who doesn't even care about you.
Who said I was still up in arms? I'm getting accused of a bunch of stuff that hasn't happened.
I've never hung out with you when you didn't bring it up.
Look, I'm gonna call,
I haven't hung out with you in 3-4 months.
I'm going to call Jesse right now. Let's just hash this out. Where's my phone?
What do you
Jesse on speaker.
Number she's three talking. On speed dial.
So you could ask her about boning Pete Davidson.
Dude, I did do that.
I joked that she boned Pete Davidson on a show months yeah. and months and months ago. And then Giannis was drunk like 2 weeks ago. I get a text at 2 a.m.
It's like a month
hey,
ago.
Hey, did Jesse really bone Pete Davidson?
But in Pete's defense, he does look like a guy that would sleep with one of his teachers.
Yeah.
That kid. Like when they'd show, you'd be
oh,
like,
absolutely.
You'd be like, this 29-year-old Texas high school teacher had sex with her students. A picture of Pete and his dumb lips. He's like,
I just know that at 19 he would not be able to control himself. Remember 19, dude? 20? Yeah. When you just like was sitting in math class and like just the fucking
you were taking
look
math
at
class at 20?
Well, yeah.
You were in math class?
Yeah, I went to
it's
college.
From Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, me too. And I didn't have to take
oh,
a
I'm
math
sorry.
Class.
You're from Queens. I forgot. You're from such a
yeah,
classier
I'm
so, area.
I'm saying we're dumb. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Look at that. You really threw your fucking big dick Brooklyn
yeah.
out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Brooklyn. Where are you from? You're from Queens? Manhattan over here, San Morrill. Yeah. Doesn't say anything.
Provocateur.
Provocateur.
Giannis yeah. Pappas.
Provocateur.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot you from Queens, you piece of shit.
Well, he was. I thought he was taking a dig at me being from Brooklyn. I'm like, oh,
no,
yeah.
No, we're
you
both
know.
From fucking the boroughs.
From the
yeah,
boroughs, yeah.
All right. Well, Sam's from the main island, so why don't you yeah. get mad at him?
Yeah, well.
And Lewis is from the forest
do,
north of the city.
You think of like Manhattan as like a borough. Yeah.
Lewis is
no,
from
you think of the city.
Yeah.
You always think of it as the city.
As a city.
You never
yeah.
think of Manhattan as a borough. You think of it as a city, and then the rest of them are boroughs.
And then yeah. Lewis is from the Wolf Conclave upstate.
I was born into darkness.
You've merely adopted it. I was born into it. Molded by it. I didn't see society when I was already a real ass dude. And by then it was blinding. LOL. This comedy show belongs to you. He's the bane of LOL. Mr. List. Are you ready for your spot?
Oh man, how's things going with you, Joe?
What like you, an awful
man.
Segue!
Yeah, you really turned to Charlie Rose there. Yeah,
yeah.
that's a good interview question.
Wow, what a barn burner!
Fucking Bobby does a really good job of keeping this thing moving,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Great,
he's
unbelievable,
oh, God,
great host. What
yes.
time is he getting here?
He's not coming today.
Oh, wish I had known that. Yeah. Things are great with me, Giannis. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, things are good.
Thanks for asking why we're on the podcast.
You know what? Wait a minute. Hold on. It's New Year's. Why don't we
yeah,
fucking do
let's talk about New
Year's resolutions
oh,
and what happened
game.
This year? And
I got
fucking,
a good game.
What's your game? I love when Joe has games.
You know,
Joe
it's the rose thorn. What's that one?
Oh, boo.
The thorn.
It's a bunch of boo.
Every rose has its thorn.
With rose
every
thorn seed.
Every rose has its thorn.
Wait, so what do we do?
Just
what
like
thank you, Sam.
Every cowboy has its thorn. Just like every cowboy. Sings a sad song. Every rose has its thorn.
Lewis, what's your favorite
you know,
band of all time?
It's been a while now, and I feel still so much pain.
Watch this. Can you really want to laugh? Lewis, what's your
like
favorite?
A knife that punctures the wound heals, but the scar, that scar remains.
My first two concerts, Poison concerts.
Lewis, who's your favorite band of all time?
My favorite band of all time, Skid Row.
Oh, that's so funny to me.
Why?
Sam, do you want to hear about the game? Sam,
I was
you fucking
I'm not
human.
Gonna...
Is heavy metal, Skid Row.
It's like yeah.
You gentleman and scholar, human.
You know Skid Row.
Weird shoulders.
You've gone wild.
Well, how's the song go?
They call us Problem Child. We are the youth gone wild. Whoa, whoa.
Giannis, you can
see
that.
I like that Lewis brought up the New Year's resolution thing, and Joe can't get this fucking thing out. Just say it.
I just want to see more 80s metal.
If you want to see Skid Row, just check your local carnivals.
State fairs? Yeah,
they might be playing a tent next to the bearded lady.
It's all right.
All right, hey, Joe.
What's your New Year's resolution, guys?
Oh, no, he has
a game. I got a fucking game,
oh,
yo. Okay. Fuck.
Federico Papusa.
This is what Giannis did. Giannis accuses people of claiming they like to eat ass when they don't. But then he'll do his thing where he's like, Skid Row, I never heard of him. I'm hood. I'm black. All I know is hip-hop.
I don't know Skid Row.
I've never heard of Skid Row. You've never heard of Skid Row once.
Giannis, you were a senior in high school when they were popular.
You never heard of Skid Row?
When Giannis was 18 in 1986, they were pretty big.
How old are you, Giannis?
26. I'm in my 30s, Joe.
Are you?
Giannis had turned that racket down when they had their number one album.
They're playing that rock and roll music. It's the devil's music.
All right, Joe, what's your game?
All right, it is Rose, Thorn, Seed. You go through the year. You pick your thorn. That was the negative part of the year. Least favorite, the Kelly. Shitty part. The thorn. It's a, you know, analogy. Like, stab you in the thumb.
That's a good one. This
the
is a good one.
The seed, well, that will go last. The rose is the nicest part, the best part, the part you enjoyed the most. And then the seed is what you're looking forward to that stemmed from this year.
That's a good game. I like
good game.
Okay. You guys want to start with Sammy?
We could start with Rose or we could start with Thorn.
I say start with Thorn.
Thorn.
Let's go Thorn.
So that's the bad thing from this year.
Your least favorite thing, which we all know you fucking.
Lewis, the animal steel.
That's my Thorn for this year right there. Lewis farted.
He just farted into the microphone.
Zoo animal.
And I think that's Kelly's microphone too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's my cover though.
The best smelling thing that's gone into that mic.
Is it one moment or like a theme throughout the year?
Well, you know.
One thing.
If anyone makes out with that microphone, they totally won't get a cold. So
that's true.
Yeah.
You're more likely to get a cold in your asshole from my tongue being in it.
My asshole is hot.
Dr. Louis J. Gomez.
Dr. Gomez.
All right. Thorn. Sammy.
Thorn from this year.
I mean, how is it not?
What?
It's got to be.
Now I got to know.
Talk about the elephant in the room. We all know what your thorn is.
Jesus.
Is drinking?
Yes. That's exactly what it was, Joe.
Being a joke thief.
I would have to go. Yeah, I mean, right? We're all thinking.
Yeah, the blog.
The blog, man.
That's what it's got to be.
Was that this year?
Yeah. It was huge.
But that's like a rose in its own right, though.
Is
I mean,
it?
Dude, no, how much steam did you get from that?
Yeah, but it cost me gigs on the road and shit.
Yeah,
I think you got more out of it than you
from
lost.
I got support from comics,
but he got targeted by.
It cost me a few colleges and shit on the road, so that's annoying. But yeah, that was annoying.
He sort of took the bullet for everybody. I feel like, and the comics took up for him, but he was the one who was the target.
Yeah, it's. I think I don't even think I'll.
You want to know how hypocritical it is? I retweeted a Bonnie McFarlane joke the other day where she said, "I caught my little kid."
I saw this.
I caught my little kid posting vines. Don't worry, I've beaten her. Right? And I thought it was hilarious. But you never hear anyone come up in arms like, "Whoa, this is fucking child abuse, supporting child abuse culture." Child abuse happens all the time. Is it any worse?
I think a lot
better?
Of it's just
it's
like
a joke.
I think a lot of it's beyond the joke zone. I think this lady just didn't like me. I think she saw this
No, that's her career. So she looks for stuff like that to justify her existence.
Right.
Anyway, that's not your thorn?
Maybe, yeah. I mean,
you had a lot of bad shit happen. Your girl broke up with you.
Well, that was
all this year.
That wasn't this year. That was last year.
Oh.
Joe, I carried it into this year.
Joe, what's your thorn?
What are we talking about? Going in order?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Professionally, that was like
Soder's so loyal now. He may be like my thorn, Jesse May.
Yeah, Giannis being heartbroken. I care that much.
Yeah, comedy wise, maybe
I'm still stuck
thorn,
up on Joe getting herpes.
But I'm fine with it.
Mad at God for that.
Yeah. I'm good with it. You know?
Are you okay with that?
Yeah. If that's my thorn, it's a good year. So
yeah,
you know,
I've had a great year. So I. No thorns. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry, guys. Things are going really great.
Things are going
pretty good.
I lost my keys.
Yeah. I had a $5 in my pocket, and then I went to grab it. It was not the... my thorn was the cab driver took the lower level instead of the upper level. That's true, Bruce. And it upset me. And then Seamless was closed. This is going to sound pretty... You guys are going to make fun of me for this, but...
Moving to Miami? I'm sorry I left you, man. I apologize.
Nate moving to L.A. Because I think I'm out of writing spot. Not getting the Daily Show.
Oh wow.
I was real hyped up.
You're
about
not
that.
Getting more success. Wait,
what were you,
sucks,
were you
huh?
doing on the Daily Show?
I put myself in there. You know, they applied to be a correspondent and didn't get an audition even.
Wow. So
that hurt.
Okay.
I got real hyped up about
it. That's
the
worst thing that's happened to you all year?
I had the greatest year of my life. I can't complain.
Nothing else?
Wow.
I mean, I quit drinking. I got rid of that.
That's good. That's all
good.
Yeah,
that's
stuff.
A good thing.
Fuck.
Quitting drinking in March was like the greatest thing ever.
Have you guys noticed that he looks about 5 years younger since he started quit drinking?
Nope.
No.
Thank you, guys.
That's because you see him every day, but you do look
younger.
Yeah,
but before he looked like 10 years older.
I did. Everyone was like, I'd be like, I'm 29. They'd be like, no, you're
not. They'd be like, fucking no way.
I'm 37.
Yeah. Yo, drinking ages you crazy.
Yeah.
It really does age you.
But I really think quitting drinking helped the rest of my year go great because I was getting into a new place.
You got your shit together. You got your shit together, man.
Yeah.
I wouldn't, but that's not really a thorn, dude.
That was pretty heartbreaking. Well, they got ramped up.
All right, fine. My thorn is not getting $1 million.
Yeah,
but that's not.
You know,
like,
I really sucked. That's my thorn.
I mean, you don't have anything else that happened?
It's got to be a thing that actually happened, not something that didn't happen to you. That's weird.
So is it a good year? The new girlfriend?
Yeah, I got a great new girlfriend.
She's so hot. I want to fucking.
I've been in. Okay.
That is so inappropriate.
What? I'm fine with it.
To say about his girlfriend, you want to.
She's fucking.
Eat her ass meat. Yeah, but that's fucking.
You could have just said she's high. You didn't have to say the ass.
Don't you watch Guy Code? That's inappropriate.
I need to go to
Don't
Guy Code.
Ever we didn't set up talk about Guy thy partner's. Dude. Don't ever talk about thy partner's girlfriend in
really?
Front of thy partner.
No, you know what I love about you, Giannis?
It would be disgusting.
I'm
going
to take you to Judge Donnell's Guy Court.
That's fucking wrong, dude.
You know
because
the code.
If I said it behind Dan's back, then it would be a problem.
No,
but I'm complimenting Dan.
No, they're both wrong.
Dan,
you did not
Dan,
compliment.
That's a compliment. I want to eat your girl's ass meat. Thank you. You're welcome.
Yeah, can I say that? You will not, but thank you.
Okay, I was not expecting it. Are you sure?
So we're not, we're just, it's not rude at all? It's a compliment?
No, it's a compliment.
Not right. coming from Lewis?
Okay, so go up
a
to...
A speaking ape? That's not a...
Lewis, the animal steal!
Amy, want to eat your girlfriend's butt? Amy,
ass
hungry.
Meat.
Amy.
Is there no hand symbol for ass meat?
Amy, ass meat.
First time I saw Beatrice, I really wanted to fuck her in the asshole.
I believe it.
You didn't feel Christ. You didn't feel a little bit.
What are we doing?
You didn't feel a little disrespect.
One time
there?
We were at Eastville when Beatrice was working there, and this is before before people knew I was dating her.
I didn't know she was dating her.
So,
I was like, who the hell is that? And they were like, Lewis's girlfriend. I was like, what? No, that's not possible.
No, dude. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about DeRosa one time. DeRosa was sitting there.
Oh, you gotta keep him away.
He was talking to me. He's like, oh, she's really hot. I was like, yeah, she's hot, right, dude? And he's like, yeah, God. I was like, what would you do? He was like, oh, I mean, you have no idea. I was like, it's my girlfriend, bro.
That's a good one.
That's great.
I like how that he fucking Joe DeRosa just gets in there. He just kind of waddles over there slowly.
Fearless.
His fucking weird alien macking me hands.
Next thing you know, he's just somehow getting a stern cock sucking on a couch somewhere.
Yeah. Dude, Big J had the best line about DeRosa ever. He said he looks like from fucking Garfield. What's his name? Dave.
John.
John from Garfield.
John Arbuckle.
That's
the best thing ever.
So, Liz, what's your thorn, man?
It's tough. The whole time, I haven't been listening to anybody because I've been trying to think of my own thorn.
Yeah, that's where I was caught up.
Yeah, herpes was 211,
nobody
right?
gives a shit about Sam's thorn because we were all trying to think of our own.
Yeah.
So, like, the person who went first is the only person that gets, like, a real... thorn.
I'm still hung up that Soder has no thorns.
I mean,
I got.
I have small shit, but I'm not gonna.
Can I guess for list thorn?
Yeah, you can guess.
Okay, I think not getting Letterman yet. Is that a thorn?
Well, he just said that we couldn't do that.
I mean,
you can.
Those are not thorns, though. No,
but
because we always don't get shit.
Because you're pricked. You're not pricked by that, dude.
Yeah,
I was pricked by that. You don't know how I felt. That was upsetting.
Yeah, but it's not a thorn. That's like
that is a thorn. I disagree with you because that fucking hurts.
Ask the people in the chat room. Is that a thorn?
List,
not getting more success?
It seems thorny to me.
It's thorny.
That's your thorn.
All right.
Your thorn.
Well, then it opens it up. Like Lewis is right. It opens it up.
No, it doesn't. Because you can't just be like, I can't get $1 million with someone like I'm going to give you $1 million.
No, so my thorn.
If Kelly was here and she was like that $4,000 gig that someone pranked me with, that was a thorn, and I agree with her because
no, that can't be a thorn because it was too funny.
Yeah. That was the funniest thing that's ever been involved with Kelly.
Yeah.
But Lewis is. taking it to a completely different place where it's like, oh, I didn't get $1 million. No, but you weren't offered $1 million or the possibility of $1 million.
Stop taking
it
easy on his career. Take
my thorn
easy.
Was Lewis staying in New York, I think. No, I think the last couple of days I had a like horrible anxiety. I had panic attacks again.
And
I had some crazy sharp shooting pain the last 3 days. And I keep thinking that I've defeated anxiety. And then it comes back right. again. It's tough. Yeah.
I think that's a good one for
that's
you.
That's a good thorn, yeah. So, I keep feeling like I'm doing everything right, but it's still there. I have a crippling...
Why don't you try to just embrace the anxiety and just accept that's who you are and that...
Because it's a sharp shooting pain. It manifests as a sharp shooting pain
in my brain. No, but I think it's because
you're
trying to fight it. I mean, you're just a neurotic person.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's the problem, is I'm doing everything right. I'm meditating, I'm writing, I'm sober, I'm doing yoga, I'm telling people how much I care about them.
Maybe you're neurotically trying to do too much because you're anxious to try to avoid all
perhaps.
The anxiousness.
I'm mentally ill.
Somebody wants to say something so bad.
I'm
right
so
now.
Ramped up because I agree with Joe, and I don't like I threw mine out. And everyone's like, "Oh, I don't get $1 million."
Yours is fine.
I'm not
fine.
Shitting
dude,
on yours.
People, Corporate Dan is the wrong nickname.
Fucking my suicidal
he's,
thoughts before I quit
he's
drinking.
He's
how about
hard
that?
Line Dan. When he gets ramped up about something, there
that's
is no.
Thorn?
Yes, it's a thorn. If it's anxiety, my suicidal thoughts can be a one.
All right,
that's
all
a thorn.
Had, we
that's
all,
a thorn.
All right, they're fine. Fine. I've had thorns this morning. Who cares, dude? It'd be funny if this just revealed how awfully depressed Lewis was. He's like, yeah, like we don't think about it every 15 minutes.
What
are you kidding? Who doesn't think about suicide?
I got to get this out. Here's my thorn. I fucked Beatrice and I want you to know it.
This is a great window into Lewis's personality. This is a window into Lewis. You go like this. Hey, I got a fun game. Within 4 seconds of him learning of the existence of a game, he's like, "That's against the rules." That's not how it works.
Lewis, the animal steal.
4 minutes ago, he had never heard of this in his life.
I'll explain. I want more definition on why the Daily Show thing hurt. Was because I was like, oh, it's because my manager was like, you know, straight white guy. You don't really have any flair. They're not looking for that. And then I get on the phone with Nate, and Nate's like, yeah, they offered me an audition for the Daily Show, but I said no. And
why
I'm like,
are you making George W. Bush?
He's all, we will find terror and we will eliminate it. But that was like, oh, fuck. Yeah. Like, it was because I'm not good enough.
Well, let's talk about Nate's rose for a second. There's no thorns on that rose. It's just a beautiful fucking rose.
His is awesome. That he's not rich yet.
Yeah. He's like,
I don't get the respect I deserve yet.
All right, let's get to Lewis's thorn before he kills somebody.
But Joe, I think it's a good thorn.
Oh, thanks, buddy.
And I think you're fighting through it.
I'm doing my best.
We're such assholes. Aren't here, we just Joe. Such assholes? We're like judging each other's fucking hardships.
You
like,
just moved up to number one friend, buddy.
What?
So ousted.
Fuck you, dude.
Later, soda.
I'll fight him. I will fight him in his gorgeous torso.
Thank you.
His fucking Michael Phelps torso.
He does have a swimmer body, kind of.
Lewis, what year did you get that tattoo? I might try to guess your thorn.
My thorn.
You better have a good answer after you just took him apart by his thorn.
No, I really should have thought about
that. Who said a thorn? Who said a fucking thorn?
I was trying to be engaged with your thorn.
I'm Louis J. Gomez. I'm fucking civilized.
I'm not monster. I'm man.
It's a fucking compliment. I want to lick her ass meat. I'm giving a guy a compliment.
Which is a compliment.
Yeah, that is a compliment.
She's super hot.
That is offensive.
why are you? I like PC Giannis is my favorite.
That's
character.
Not even PC Giannis. Is that like?
That's for Paolo Cristos.
Come on, if I like went up to you, and, like the girl that you loved, that girl who fucking broke your heart. If I went, dude, I would lick her
he
ass.
He always brings her up. He always. Do you notice it?
He wants to hurt you.
Could do it back to him. He's a provocateur.
I'm a provocateur.
You're a provocateur, Giannis.
Sam, you could do it right back to him.
Yeah. My wound's a little fresher.
Yeah.
The stitches. You can still see the stitches.
I don't do it.
I think at this point.
Firsthand seen the pain, and that's why I stopped bringing it up. Giannis, you saw my pain firsthand.
I did, yeah. I saw it in a few nights drinking. You really got it in.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Late at night, it was not pleasant.
Yeah,
guys, this is turning into Lewis's thorn. What's your thorn?
I think my thorn is the fact that I put on all this weight again.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thorn. Good thorn.
That is a good one.
That is.
It's a gross, gross thorn.
Yeah. Can I change?
It's a big thorn.
Yeah. That's the least sharp thorn on earth.
Yeah.
Can I change my thorn to Lewis gaining all that weight?
His retired bouncer body is upsetting. Yeah, dude. You know, I fucking, we had the baby, and it was so hard to like,
you know, manage time. And it was a lot of other things. Like, I've been so busy with my career as well that it just hasn't been. Turn, I think when I first got in shape.
That's not a thorn. Your career's not a thorn.
No, my career's not a thorn. Me getting being fat.
No, his
is a
career
thorn.
Is a thorn right now, yeah.
More of a seed that ain't growing.
Just buried it, just dropped into cement.
I think that's a good thorn. Thorn. You're fat and it's a thorn.
But I'm coming back. First of all, I'm not having any carbs except for this beer for the next 26 days before I go on this cruise.
No
going on a cruise, baby.
No brain's dead.
Dead.
You're working cruise ships now?
I am working a cruise ship.
Oh, wow.
I am.
Scopo, do you want to play?
Don't forget to bring your visor or your hat.
Scopo. Yeah.
Scopo, what's your thorn? If I got 25 minutes, you know that hat's coming off.
I don't know. I guess I fucking fight depression like you, Joe.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I said anxiety. Emotions as your thorn.
Yeah, that's not
fair.
Why not?
I think that's fair.
I fucking just,
as long as
it.
You can become more specific. I think you got to be a little more specific, though, if you do the emotion.
Lewis really
he thinks
does.
About his career, and then he's like, oh.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much Giannis got it on the devil, on the fucking thing right there.
Lewis,
yeah.
Lewis has 1950s style of parenting.
How long are you sad? Get rid of it.
What's up?
How long have you been doing comedy?
A little over 3 years.
Oh,
feels like nine.
That's not a good thorn, man.
Scopo, you're doing well.
Depressed about your career? I didn't start making a living fucking 10 years.
Yeah, dude, three years.
Took him acting
enjoy,
like a chick.
Enjoy this fucking part of it. This is the only part. This is where there's no pressure at all. Just fucking enjoy the ride now.
Yeah, but you know what it is? I hang out.
Learn it from someone who's still there. Yeah. Hop on board with me, buddy.
Yeah, this train's a long train. You can't move up cabins. I talk to everyone. You got to go stowaway the whole trip.
God, I feel like this show is Taekwondo for your feelings.
It really is.
Just like you come out of a black belt of not being able to feel anything.
Nothing.
It's like, come on, give me your best shot. Don't feel it.
You mean Kaekwondo.
Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire.
Oh, stop, guys. That's too nice.
So, Scopo, what is it? It's your depression?
You probably, because, you know, I hang out with a lot of older comics, guys like you, old, making
that's
a living.
That's horrible.
No, but you're making, making a living at this. So it's like, oh, I see all you guys making a living. It's like, oh, I fucking still have to go home to my parents' house.
Yo, we started 10 years earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it still sucks seeing it.
Giannis' case, like, he started at the Catch in Manhattan with Seinfeld.
You know it's never good when you get a text from your manager / comedy club owner who goes, you want to tell me what happened? I got hammered last night.
What happened? Oh.
Anyway, I'll do my
What'd
thorn, then we'll talk about
Wait,
that.
Wait, how is that? Thorn. What happened with that chick the other night, by the way?
Which one?
The smoking hot one that came over to you.
Oh, yeah, man.
But we still have roses and seeds to get to.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
Well, you know, we're working on it. You know, planting some seeds.
Oh, she was smoking hot.
Yeah.
Was she?
Oh, my
Is she
God.
A fan of Marisa?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
She
Dude, I've always
You know
said
what she
this.
Looks like.
Yeah. You
that
it was
fan base.
When you
Holy.
Used to when you used to do the shows at the Times Square Art Center, and
pussy I passed up, dude.
Oh my god! And I was the white guy plant.
Yeah.
You remember? Oh my god! There was like one show where it's just Latin girl after Latin girl was like, "I love you, Giannis," and you're like, "All right, baby, can we get a picture?" She's like, "Ooh, you sexy," and I'm just sitting there fucking pounding Coronas, watching you like, "Oh,
yeah."
And then they're like, "That's the white dude. They called you on stage." I'm like, "I'm a legitimate comedian."
Wait, you planted Dan in your show?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He was great. What was what happened though? Like what?
It was
paid
like
me $200.
Yeah, it was like
awesome.
Yeah. It was like the
before I was corporate Dan.
You had to go on stage and just he had to
pick I had
on
to
you.
Stand. This was great. This is one of my favorite stories. So I had to stand in the audience where it would like look like she could spot me. Yeah. Like I might have walked into the room to watch the show.
I like how you said she could spot me.
She's another character. It's kayfabe.
Yeah.
So I had to look where Giannis could see me, and then it'd be like, oh, I'm looking for a white boy.
Who are you? Who's this right here?
And I'd be like, oh, I'm just here to watch the show.
And, he would just,
and then I'd be like, I'm from Rye, New York. And everyone would be like, that's Westchester!
And I'd be like, yeah, where you from? And then they would just go see, he would go, I'm from Rye, New York, and they'd go crazy.
It was like... It was almost, it was crazy. Watching him walk in as Mauricio, the first like weekend he did shows was like watching fucking Hulk Hogan walk to the ring.
It was crazy.
In 86. People were grabbing at her. It's fucking nuts. So this is my favorite story. So there's this show one late night, and I'm pretty hammered because, you know, I'm not doing comedy. I'm a fucking plant, and it's a Saturday night.
Yeah.
I have no sets. So I'm waiting for.
But I remember, like Jesse had to give you a talk because you were like upset about that. He was like, "Look, man, you're a good actor. Just do it for 5 seconds."
Jesse's like, "Yeah," and Jesse, who's Giannis's not the ex girlfriend, but his partner, was like,
"Nice Giannis only associates with people named Jesse."
I was doing just shot after shot, like, dude, I should be doing spots. Why am I not doing spots? And Jesse's like, "Hey, you're making some money. You're having fun. We're being funny." And I'm like, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
So it's the last show I'm doing, and I'm like waiting for Giannis to spot me, and this dude in a wheelchair. That's clearly an ex-gangbanger.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I remember that.
Fucking goes right in front of me where I'm standing. And I have to stand specifically to get to the stairs to go up on that huge stage at Times Square. So I'm sitting there waiting, and fucking Ricky from Boys in the Hood won't get out of my way. And he's just sitting there, and Giannis is like, "Who are you?" And the thug's like, "Me, man, I fucking love you." And I'm like, no, man, he's talking to me. And he's like, "Nah, man, fuck you. Fuck you, white boy. He's talking to me. Yo, what's up, Marissa? I love you." And I'm like, no, man, I got to get by. I got to get to the stage. He's like, "Yo, man, fuck you, white boy." And I'm like, "Ah, god damn it." And then I had to sneak by him and get on stage. And I remember being beet red and fucking furious on stage because I just wanted to shit on this guy, but I had no powers. Yeah. I was a plant.
Yeah. But the girls, I appreciate it. You were great at it.
But the girls that used to walk up to him after the show, I was like,
crazy.
They look like fucking Lowrider magazine chicks.
Yeah. Hold on. Was this whole thing Giannis's thorn?
No,
not yet.
It was a sidetrack.
You know who was great at that, by the way?
Graham K.
Graham K. was
unbelievable. He had the big glasses.
Yeah, dude, that look on his face. You know that he goes, "Me?"
Oh, he's fucking awesome.
Wait, you just sat at the table by yourself and everyone's Latin around you?
There.
Everyone's Latin around you except the one white guy?
Yeah.
My thorn is easy, guys. Yeah. Come on. My thorn is my breakup, yeah. My breakup, the breakup of my family, my dogs, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It probably.
But, you know, it's going to grow into a rose, so.
I don't know. That's not how that works.
No. Seeds grow in roses.
Thorns are just there to suck.
Yeah.
Giannis isn't as bright as he claims to be.
Sammy, what's your rose petal?
Wait, really? Oh, skipped over Giannis pretty quick.
Oh, no. Yeah, Jesus.
Giannis, you said it dismissively.
He had the biggest thorn.
Yeah. I know, but we got to pick up the time, and you're like this. It's easy. Girl, we've talked about it enough.
I think he's kind of right,
Have we not talked about Jesse May enough? Everyone gets it. You're Jesus right. Christ.
Everyone gets it.
You've handed it like a fucking champ, though, man.
I disagree, but keep going.
You know, he quit comedy and moved to Miami. Yeah. He handed it like a champ.
Quit comedy? I got what they call a television job.
It's true.
Yeah.
Okay. It is true.
Even if it is called Wepa in the morning.
Wepa in the morning.
Wait, which one? That's the best part. Highlight of the year.
Highlight of the year. Nothing. It's hard to pick an individual thing. Just hanging with my friends, you know.
Oh,
God. All right, fine. An individual thing.
Just me and Joe Mackey sitting at a diner. You know, sharing a Corona. That's my highlight.
You know what?
We can get
our own beers, Giannis. Jesus Christ!
Come on, something good.
What's
happened.
The best thing that happened to you.
Yeah.
This year.
Fuck. Just steady sailing in mediocrity, huh?
Getting into the cellar?
That was actually last April, not this April.
Still being booked at the cellar? You want to go with that one?
No. How about
having parents? Just look at Lewis. That's a
that's a big rose.
That's a big rose.
Coming from someone that's also lost.
You didn't feel anything? Nothing.
But what about
the point of the game? Is to get closer together.
I want to put my face in Beatrice's beautiful pussy.
Whoa.
And lick it down.
Guys.
It's a compliment.
It is. It is. Absolutely.
I'd love to take her from behind, wrap my hand in her hair.
We're working on roses over
sorry,
here.
Sorry.
Trying to make it real thorny.
I just love that he thinks that's a compliment.
I'm trying to think. Montreal was a ton of fun. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Montreal. You got new faces.
You got new faces.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, but it's not the actual new faces. It was the actual week of just getting hammered and having fun.
But you got it.
But you went to Montreal.
Yeah.
That's huge.
That was a good one.
For those who don't know comedy, that's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Lewis will be there in 5 years.
Yeah. Big deal.
No, I won't.
Let's get real.
Yeah. Montreal's a big deal. I got absolutely zero out of it.
Yeah. Nobody really gets anything out of it, but it is sort of a rite of passage.
That's not true. Dan Soder.
It's like a stamp saying, like, here's a crop of the new funny guy. You know, it's like a stamp. It's like a stamp you get, right?
Yeah.
People get stuff out of it. Sam got an agent. Soda got a career.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You fucking murdered it.
Thank you.
Murdered
Danny
it.
Danny
boy? My rose, meet my girlfriend.
Oh, that's really sweet.
I knew that it from really the start. Sweet. You would break my heart.
Wait, what?
But still I had
it's really
to play.
Sweet. Yeah, it's going to end so badly.
Oh, my God. Guys.
A
pretty finger.
Guys.
With your
it was a good
smile.
Thing.
She's an actress, right?
Yeah. I don't like his laugh, and I don't like the way he said it. guys
are gonna... Let's do Thorns for 2014.
Let's go back. Yeah, my drinking problem reemerging after the breakup.
Dan, you're never gonna believe this. I gotta. It's me and Matthew McConaughey. It's a 4-hour love flick.
Do you know who's such a good kisser on set? Dylan McDermott.
Or the other option is Phil Hartman's story. Remember that?
Oh, oh no, yeah. What was that? Oh yeah, his murder.
His wife killed his wife him and killed his kids. I think he killed.
No,
his kids.
Killed.
Well, she quit her acting career.
Quit her acting.
She couldn't deal with the fact that he was didn't famous realize and... her dreams.
Yeah. I think what happened was he had an affair and he told her and she murdered him and then her.
Yeah, and she also was on a lot of booze jealous. And drugs. Yeah.
You know that story about her earrings swinging in the beginning of the show? When they go through, it's Phil Hartman. And they show everyone. He's at like a diner. And there's a woman with her head back. And her earring is swinging because the director had to yell at her to turn her head because she was facing the camera the whole time. She was like a
true
psycho.
Story?
Yeah, yeah.
I know.
And they were like, you need to turn around. And she was pissed.
I didn't hear anything about affair. I think it was more had to do with that.
It was jealousy. Yeah, jealousy. Yeah. She was a jealous lunatic.
Yeah.
Well, I think my girlfriend's very talented, so I'll be jealous of her. And I'll murder her.
Now, let me ask you a question.
What's going to happen is she's going to get a role in a 3-hour romance with Matthew McConaughey. It's going to be like a love story where she has to fuck Joaquin Phoenix and Matthew McConaughey on screen.
It's going
to
be called
Ask
Me.
How are you going to deal with that? Seriously.
What?
Because I went through it. Like, how do you think it's not
going to affect
the dynamic?
Your girlfriend made out with Matthew McConaughey?
No, it's like that. If somebody gets some success, it changes the dynamic of the relationship.
I'm very supportive of her. Yeah. So I don't. If it does happen, you know, I told her, I was like, you break my heart, I'll just end up becoming one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time.
There
so
you go.
Just,
win-win.
Yeah.
I like that, too.
So it's just...
Well, I hope you guys stay together forever.
Okay.
No, I think it's a win-win. And I think if that does happen, then you have your answer. It's almost like you're lucky. You're like, oh, this is the type of chick she is.
If she stays with me, because that's really what it is. If she stays with me...
You're in. You're sold.
I'm fucking lucky. Dan, you gotta fucking... What are you talking about, dude? Stop that horse shit. Keep it fucking sexy. She loves you, dude.
Real ass dude.
Okay? She's not going like, I'm fucking giving this guy some... No, I know she's not doing that.
Welcome to Love Jones with Real Ass Dude. But I'm Jake Gomez.
But I'm saying, you walked out of the party yesterday. The one chick was like, "Who's that guy?"
Which party?
My son's birthday party that all my good friends were invited to. The one girl was like, "Oh, who's that? Does he got a girlfriend?" I was like, "Oh yeah." And then I said, "She's really hot. I want to eat her ass with me." And then B got mad. But true story.
You got that good combination of like handsome, but also look like you lift wood. So you're like a combination.
He looks like a country guy.
You look like a blue collar fantasy. Beef also, cake. You're successful. You know
guys,
what I mean?
I think this is my rose.
Yeah.
You're bringing up my beautiful girlfriend.
Yeah.
My beautiful, funny, smart, nice.
You got a face like you know how to lift wood or like, you know, throw a line into the water and catch a fish.
What do you need? You need me to mainline something?
Yeah, you have that. You look like you accomplished stuff in the wilderness.
I can clean out your garage.
What are you doing, Scopo, besides slowing down the flow?
He's being a nice host, Giannis.
I think Giannis has actually turned into Bobby pretty well. Good job, actually.
Yeah, what are you doing, dude?
No, there's not that threat of imminent danger
if Giannis,
in his voice when asking Scopo.
If Giannis gained 8 pounds, he'd actually look like Bobby.
Give him the fucking wig. That wasn't that good.
That was pretty good.
I'm looking pretty sexy and svelte, so put that on your little fucking 1930s bartender hair.
Put it right here.
Joe List, what's your rose?
Oh, boy. Just so many roses. You know what I mean? Everything came up roses.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, congratulations on your year of sobriety.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, no, seriously. Dude, I could not be prouder of both you guys, man.
Oh, thanks.
More fucking
proud.
Unbelievable.
More
proud. Unbelievable.
I am
more
prouder.
Proud. More proud.
More proud.
Yeah. I am proud.
Really? Is that what we're going to do?
I think you should be proud of List. I'm proud of List because he's sober.
Yeah.
I am a pothead. So
I'm proud of you because you're sober.
Yeah, but you quit drinking.
Yeah, you are
man.
Soder.
That's a big thing. And you quit cigarettes. But the drinking was big. Because you were going to die. You would die. There's no way you wouldn't die from drinking.
No way.
No way. I remember walking into to cabin when the bathroom at cabin. That sounds like this.
Oh, when I was puking?
When you just, you just puked. And then when like, you were puking.
Puking rally.
Yeah, I was I was peeing. And then you came in and just puked behind me into the bowl. And then you went out and just continued drinking your beer. Yeah, I was like, that's when somebody just has a problem. Yeah.
I was pretty good at drinking.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Joe, what's your rose?
You guys are great at it. He's
Joe,
a good one.
What
I'm
is
a fun one,
your
dude.
Fucking Santa. Rose, ADD Giannis?
Sorry.
Let him say his rose.
Sorry, Lewis.
Have you ever really drank with Sam?
Yeah,
that's
he
not
likes
that
it cold.
Enjoyable.
He gets confrontational around drink nine.
Yeah, that's what I'm being.
Oh, Sam's the
I
best.
Confronted you?
Dude, let me tell you, Sam.
No, about other people.
Sam is the Sam is the best opening drunk game for Asian girls ever. Like he nails it.
Oh boy,
he's yeah. Not, it's what's up, cunt?
No.
He walks up and goes, "Hot, hot, 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 hot."
No, it's such a cheesy line, but he goes up to this girl. He's like, "Hey, what's going on?" And she's like, "I." He's like, "Come on, hey, yeah, you." She's like, "I."
don't know you. He's like, I'm just kidding. I don't know you. And then she laughs and they sit down and they talk. But a minute later, Sam's got his hand on her tit. I'm like, Sam, stop touching her. What are you doing, dude?
It's good.
And plus, you love Asians.
I'm weaning off, dude.
Okay.
I'm getting sick of them.
Yeah. All right.
I'm that's one of my rooms for improvement for 2014 is to accept people for who they are.
And not for fetishize them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm being a better person, Jan. Yeah. I went through a hard period that stemmed out of it stemmed out of me going for like I need the exact opposite and I'm weaning off. I'm good now.
Do you guys think I was a Greek fetish for Jessie Mae, the John Stamos thing, you know?
There's no such thing as a Greek fetish.
She had another Greek boyfriend.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Pete Davidson's Greek? Oh, there, boy. He was just pounding her out. It's not really.
You're an animal. You have no civility.
You know what I like?
You don't deserve the J in your name. That's why I don't want to call it. From now on, I'm going to, out of spite, I'm going to say, coming to the stage, Luis fucking Gomez.
Yeah, because J is a J. Gentleman. Yeah. That's a gentleman J.
Gentleman J.
That's
J.
How Giannis spells gentleman with a J.
I loved it.
What's your rose?
So I guess Variety in the cellar. I don't know. They both have working here instead of working here. That was helpful.
That was great.
That was big news.
I've never seen so many people excited to see someone get passed as Joe List.
Oh, thanks.
There really was just a buzz in the olive tree where it's like, he's in, he's in, he's in, he's in, he's in.
He fucking deserves it, man.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah.
If good comics aren't working at a club,
the club should be embarrassed.
Joe List is one of my favorite comedians out there.
Oh, thanks, everybody.
Can always watch his set.
Oh, a lot of fans. I got a lot of fans this year from this podcast.
Yeah.
And you know who you are, lady.
Luis, what's your rose?
There's two. No, that was last year. I mean, I guess it would have to be one of two things. This podcast has been a really big rose for me.
Yeah.
It really has. It's like
I could never imagine this podcast without you on it.
Thanks,
you're
buddy.
Fucking so good on this.
Someone, Tyler Norcal, tweeted out. He said, 2011 MVP Dan Soder, 2012 MVP Joe List, 2013 MVP Luis J. Gomez.
Yeah.
Boom.
I actually demand a recount.
Yeah.
I think
I demand a renig.
No, his voice on the I don't mean like literally the voice. I mean your comedic voice just works very.
You know what he is? He's the head henchman. You need a good bad guy.
Yeah.
He's a good bad guy. You know the bad guy that you got to beat.
And he loves being the bad guy.
He's a good bad comic.
Loves being the bad guy.
No, I think Luis is getting really funny.
Thanks, man.
I think that should be a part of the roast.
You've been saying that to me for 3 years.
It's getting there. We're getting there.
Mine was a zing, but then you had to say getting, which implies that you think that he's not
backhanded
funny.
Dickhead compliment.
No, it's not. I mean, getting really funny. I didn't say getting funny. I said getting really funny.
Yeah, it was.
Right?
Look, the podcast.
When you see someone who you really, you fucking hate me, Joe.
You said
I know
getting
you fucking,
funny.
I said
can I
getting
finish my
really
rose,
funny.
Giannis.
Don't just try to change what happened to make your point, Joe.
Kiss by a rose.
There was a many time in the
Cyprus. Giannis is a German. He's a big jerk.
My power, my pleasure, my pain. You know that's about cocaine?
Baby. Is it about cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Scopo, your rose.
I wasn't
Wait,
done with my rose.
He's not done with his rose.
We got it. The
what
podcast.
Are you talking about?
It
the
wasn't
show.
Just
the podcast.
It wasn't just the podcast.
Giannis thinks you're decent now.
It was getting management. That was a really big deal. It was a lot
staying
of this,
in New York.
Staying in New York, it really, all this stuff kind of like helped my confidence, which helped me get over a hump because I was very close to, I don't want to say quitting comedy, but I was pretty close to like just really just, I mean.
Selling posters for Nate in L.A.
Mr. Bargetti can't sign that for me. It's $17.99. He's like, hey, Lewis, I ran out of ink on this Sharpie.
Sure, Mr. Bargetti, you're moving to L.A.? Sure, I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, Mr. Bargetti, the world's going to be yours.
Sure I will, but our kids can play together
and
everything.
Yeah, we'll be friends.
Sure we can.
Right, boss?
Can I get you a soda? A Diet Mountain Dew with some dip, Mr. Bargetti?
What do you want? You want me to tell you the score?
Yeah. All right.
Scopo, your rose.
It's got to be the show. This fucking show has done a lot.
This
for
is
me.
The biggest thing. I can't. When I see you in this room, I'm like, he doesn't deserve this.
Jesus.
Yeah.
I mean, I agree.
Jesus. Hey, you don't just say stuff like that.
I gotta call this episode Truth Serum.
God.
This is
fucking
brutal. I'm just kidding. You're very
cool.
Funny. I've never seen you do comedy.
Scopo, I'm not
Giannis.
First time you take it right away.
First time I met Giannis.
I've never watched it.
One-on-one, and he was hosting. And I was like, what's your name? I was like, you know, Chris Scopo. He does obviously 12 minutes in between.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then he.
Do you do this?
Yeah, I can do time. Yeah.
And then he's
like, oh, yeah.
I thought he worked.
at the bar. I thought he was cleaning drinks.
And he was like, what's your name? He's a funny guy, but what's your name? And I was like, oh, Chris Hobo. And he's like, this fucking guy coming to stage. Funny guy.
This couple really looks like a fucking barbeck. Yeah. He has that
That's
look.
What I thought. They was coming to clean up
drinks.
I think
every time he walks in the room, we should go, we're out of Budweiser.
You had a great set at LOL last night.
I wasn't there, but thanks.
Oh. That was Robbie Bernstein.
I knew something was coming on that one.
You guys are getting good.
Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Joe's on fire. Liz, Giannis, what's your rose?
Oh, man. My rose.
Is it your internet show? Your web series? Is it the new web series?
Is somebody mistaking you for Latino?
No, I would say,
not seeing your dogs anymore.
Oh, Jesus, Lewis. Fuck,
for the jugular.
No, that's the names of his dogs, Jesus and Lewis. His Latino dogs, the Marisa thing.
Wepa, this is Luis.
I think the rose is also my breakup, because through my breakup, I've strengthened friends.
By the way, he had this plan the whole time. Like, it's his rose and it's his thorn. It's fucking card. Being all deep.
Can I just be honest here?
Let's be honest.
Let's be honest. Your son, politics be like a nigga. What's up?
I cannot eat Greek yogurt.
Wepa.
I'm telling you, I got an ass pussy.
Politics be like a nigga.
Let's be honest.
Politics be like a nigga.
Yeah. That's my favorite
segment.
I've
never said that.
It's my favorite segment.
But it does encapsulate.
I think your rose was punching that woman in the face.
Oh, that felt good. But that was last year.
That was last year.
That was right. Oh, yeah. I brought in the new year with that.
That was last year's seed.
That was right before the new year. Yeah. No, I really do believe that. It strengthened friendships. I feel like it's making me a better comic, better person. So it's really...
Plus, now you're getting all that Latino pussy.
What? The say. Hashtag the say.
Hashtag knee deep and some Latin trim.
Boy.
Sam, what's your seed?
What is seed again?
What's your plan?
What you're looking for? What you planted something for next year?
Well, me and Joe Mackey, we started the walking podcast. I wish that was on the fucking...
God damn it, Giannis. It's not a walking podcast anymore.
That was one of the... Joe said, what, your walking podcast didn't work out?
That was a portion where we take a walk, and actually it was good, but it's too cold. I can't do it in this weather.
It's very cold. I don't like the cold.
I get allergies in this weather.
Oh, my hands.
It's no fun.
My hands don't work as well.
It's no fun for anybody. I'd rather be
in Florida.
Honestly, a couple things I'm looking forward to next year is I started my own podcast. That's been a ton of fun.
Okay.
Had fun people on it. Yeah, I want all you guys to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it tomorrow, right?
Yeah. It's going to be great. Had some great guests on it.
I haven't been invited.
Well, you are invited. Mm-hmm. You want to come tomorrow?
Tomorrow?
He wasn't invited to Reginald's birthday party today, so.
That's true.
Reginald J.
I mean, so that's exciting. It's been really fun, and gotten some good feedback lately. So I'm excited about the podcast. I'm excited about just, you know, getting on the road again in January and just becoming a better.
All right, this isn't an acceptance speech at the Creek in the Cave.
Yeah, right. You did it. You just won a Creaky Award.
No. Just, well, you know, I'm feeling the buzz a little because I haven't eaten yet today.
Ooh. Oh.
That's what happened to me last night.
Yeah. I know exactly where we're at. God. Me and Giannis hung out last night.
No, but before, that's what Chris just said. He said, you want to tell me what happened? It was brutal. I was hosting and I couldn't stand. Like, I got so drunk. I was hanging out with this girl at the bar, and I just kept banging Bloody Marys with no food in me at all.
Ugh.
And I had like 8 of them. And then I thought I could handle it. I got up and I couldn't stand. So I went up on stage and like I couldn't speak.
Yeah.
I was like holding the wall. I was seeing three.
Yeah.
It was brutal. And then like, so I could barely host. It was so bad. Christine was like, you want me to call Derek? Can you get through this?
I was like, no, just went to the bullpen. Yeah, if you're fucking going to Derek Gaines, you know there's a problem.
I don't understand how you that fucked up and then at LOL later.
Because I didn't eat anything. I didn't eat anything.
Disregard this fucking animal.
Lewis really
Lewis the animal
steal.
Oh, you hear that, Derek Gaines? I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. Sweating?
Yeah, he's fucking an animal.
So yeah, I just got. I hadn't eaten anything, so that's why.
That's but a then, bad place to be. That's where I was 6 out of 7 nights. I get off my restaurant job and I'd be like, "Yeah, I'll do a shot and a beer." Yeah. And the next thing you know, it's fucking 1:30 and I'm just one eyeing everybody, and I'm like, "Who wants to go?"
I mean, I had 3 more spots that night. I ate and then I did the spots. I was better, but just I was fucking. It was at 7 p.m.
He was fucking forgetting who he was. He was going into Marisa and Panos like left and right.
No, they said like they all the
politics.
I think it was Ari was on. Ari, DeMeo, Dante Nero, Rachel Feinstein, and they were all just fucking gigging on me.
Good.
Like that. Supposedly, I tried it. One joke, I tried to tell it 4 times.
Oh.
I just kept bringing it up.
No.
But I didn't finish it. I kept going, like, so anyway, guys, like, this is when you're going through a breakup.
Have you guys done that before? Have you ever repeated material on
one
stage?
Time. Yeah. It's fucking hard.
It's so embarrassing. And there's that moment where I don't realize it. I've done it with, like, I have a lot of short jokes, and I'll go into it, and I'm like, why? What, you guys don't like that one? They're like, no, you've already told it.
And I'm I've done the setup twice, and then I realize in the middle of it, and you got to go, like, you make up a different punchline altogether on the spot.
I just remember this British lady, you've already told that one, when I was hammered at Stand Up New York, and I was like, yeah, I know, but I like it so much, I want to do it twice. And then I was like, I went to the bar, and I was like, shout out Jameson. gotta forget about that one.
Yeah.
Wait, whose seed are we on now?
Me.
Man, what's your seed?
Dan, what's your seed, bro?
I think my seed that I planted.
With my girlfriend, things are going good.
I think things are just going to be.
I saw a proposal this year. Yeah.
Nah, not this year.
Yep.
Probably moving together. I think it was, it's a
I
mixture.
I wouldn't do that. There's no reason to rush that.
I think it's a mixture of my not drinking and finally feeling like a headliner on the road.
Oh.
I think that's the seed. I'm excited to go out now because I can do, you know, 60 without fucking sweating when you're bombing. I can do 60 while bombing, which is pretty good.
Yeah, it feels normal.
No, it's not.
I'd like to thank San Antonio, Kansas City, and Marco Island for getting me over that fear.
Marco Island, that is a great place to feel the heat.
For Patrice O'Neill for opening for you in San Antonio.
Yeah, I want to thank the guy doing the Patrice O'Neill impression in San Antonio and burying me.
There was a dude that was like doing Patrice.
He did he was doing his act, and I was like, hey man, you're fucking doing Patrice. And he was like, oh no man, I'm just inspired by him.
Yo, I'm inspired by him. Yeah.
Yo, I'm a vessel.
Yo.
Yeah, that, yo son, vessel.
What he meant to say is like, yo, in the black rooms nobody really cares about that. So. Yeah, yo,
oh, they don't know that. Oh, you watched his HBO half hour special?
Yeah, black people have never written any jokes. They just have a book of jokes that they all use. No,
that's just a negative stereotype.
There you go, Morrell. So yeah, I'm not drinking and feeling like a headliner. I think that's a good seed. I'm excited to build a new joke in 2014.
Well, you're a monster, so congrats.
Thanks, buddy.
Everybody in this room is a monster.
List, you see.
Some of us more literally than others.
Yeah, no, Lewis is the physical representation of being a monster.
Yeah, no, I live under a child's bed.
Lewis is such a good guy to have as a friend. Yeah,
speaking of monsters, there's his little fucking crew showing
my
up.
My crew's showing up right now. We're about, Hammerfist is about to take over the YKMD podcast.
That ain't going to happen.
Oh, right now.
Joe, what's your seed? Quick.
My seed is I'm working on a cure for herpes. I have a big thing of porridge that I'm just stirring at my house.
A big kettle?
Yeah. Joe's current cure for herpes is honey. You're okay with this, right?
Yeah.
What?
Never mind. All right.
What?
Joe, you're
give me that bandana.
You know how like
girlfriend,
a lot of the guys in AA go and do performances at like AA meetings and stuff.
We don't call it
performances. Why don't you tap
performance? Yeah, you know when you're just wearing your heart on your sleeve.
You're hilarious. Yeah. Like Mo.
Why don't you?
Really nice.
Your eyebrows are a perfect match. Scott, for that fucking wig. That's hilarious.
Why don't you tap into that to the herpes the herpes groups and stuff like that?
Yeah, I should get in. Maybe I will.
Be a role model for that.
I don't think there's a lot of herpes meetings.
Are there herpes groups?
There are like websites and stuff like that.
How do you know?
Support groups.
How do you know?
I don't know. Let's just say.
Oni!
Lewis. Miami in the house, 305, son.
Oh, stop it. I don't like your local fucking... Yo, you ever been down on that street where
yo,
I eat?
Yo, Biscayne, Northwest 13. Yo, yo, yo.
I really hate Giannis's local
LeBron
Miami.
LeBron James.
I love the Heat, even though I grew up in New York as a Knicks
fan. I'm a total Heat fan now.
I'm
a Heat fan.
Fuck
that's
you.
Right.
You were in a Brooklyn Nets shirt.
You know what I think about Giannis?
Fuck yourself. Jesus Christ. Are you really a Heat fan?
I'm a Heat fan, yeah.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm a Heat fan.
You're a piece of shit.
I'm a Heat. I mean,
you're fucking dead.
Because I'm a grown up and I've made that decision to root for a champion.
Why?
That's all. Because you're a fucking heat fan. Because fuck the Knicks. The Knicks will never be anything with fucking Dolan. He's a spoiled rich kid.
But you don't go to the Heat.
You don't go to the Heat.
You don't fucking seed. You're every Heat.
You don't go to the fucking Heat. Fuck you, dude.
Do you leave? When they're down by five, you leave the game. It's over.
Fuck the Knicks.
Why can't I get back into the arena? I want to watch the overtime.
What a bunch of shit fans.
I cheer for anybody
fuck
but
Miami
the Heat.
Fans.
Giannis called. If you're a Miami Heat fan and you're not, Oni, are you a Heat fan?
No, I don't.
There you go.
Giannis called.
You're a New Yorker.
How dare you? If you want to leave the Knicks, that's fine, but you don't go to Miami.
You don't do it.
I can't talk to you with that on your head right now.
Okay.
What?
You don't go to Miami.
I live there.
Dick move.
I live there, Sam. But I live there.
Fuck
yeah, but
you're
Giannis, a fan. You really
fuck.
Can I just be an adult and root for the team and
no,
see how they live?
No, you can't.
Why not?
You can't.
Giannis, because
there's a thing online that tells you if you want to leave the Knicks how you have to go about it, and there's only a few teams you're allowed to go to. It's like
Brooklyn?
The Timberwolves. No, not Brooklyn. You can't do New York.
I haven't been a Knicks fan in fucking 20 years.
You have to do the Timberwolves.
Yeah, Giannis hasn't been a fan of them since they were called the Niggerbockers. Nuggets.
Nuggets are allowed. Okay. It has to
just
be Western Conference.
Jokes. Forget jokes, everyone. Just forget the idea of jokes on this show. Let's start yelling about basketball, you fucking faggot. Oh, yeah, you know what? Yeah,
Lewis the Animal Steel!
Sorry, guys. We got to wrap up so Lewis can just yell about fighting.
Did you see the way that fucking leg broke in 16 fucking places?
I like Lewis.
It was shocking!
He's doing Lewis doing Dickie V. He's like, this is crazy, baby! That was a spinning heel kick!
Nobody! Nobody fucking saw that coming!
I love it!
Nobody fucking saw it coming!
All right, Lewis. So, what's your seed, Joe?
What's your seed, Joe?
My seed is fucking quitting this podcast after the last 4 minutes.
That's brutal.
That might have been the worst 8 minutes in the history of the fucking
podcast.
That was podcast.
Sam Morrell fueled Nick loyalty.
Horrible.
He's a fucking
I'm
psycho.
Sorry. You missed my Knickerbocker joke, and you guys all failed.
I caught it.
Well, Giannis is the host. I blame him.
Well, you know, he
shouldn't
be telling me
traitor.
He's a Miami Heat fan on the air.
No, that was bullshit.
I'm with Sam on that one. That's fucking bullshit on that one. Right.
We could have told him that it was bullshit one person at a time. You
if I knew that,
apes.
if I knew that was true, I before the podcast, I wouldn't even brought it
that
up.
That got
I
mean, a little out
was,
of control.
That was fury. That
I
was
care
fury.
About the show, and everyone was just yelling at the same time. We just bled out all of our listeners to the six people left. Yeah. My seed is trying to have sex with you, whether you're a man or a woman.
Can you throw that wig back to him?
I thought it was still in my head.
It is.
All right.
That wasn't bad. That was a joke about your hair.
All right. What's your seat, Lou? Is it a bad joke like Joe's?
I think my seed. Getting with my management. You know, we have a lot of cool things that we're working on right now. I like working with a production company because I have a lot of ideas. So I like being able to go to somebody and have somebody that knows the process of getting shit on television. So I feel like it's going to really set up a lot of good things for 2014.
I hope your TV ideas are better than your tattoo ideas.
You come in, Dave. They don't know who he is. They just thought it was some dude.
Just said some fucking Russian.
This is Minnesota Dave.
Russian cop came in.
Yeah. I work for Kremlin.
This Minnesota Dave. You were great in Eastern Promises, dude.
he produces the Hammer Fisting Show. I'm really sorry you lost in round two of Over the Top.
Oh, he's the producer wrestling. Of the show?
Yeah, well, he's intern producer.
He's big time. All right.
Look, he's 54 years old. I don't like calling him an intern. It's weird. But. They're getting uglier as they come in.
Kelly Fastuca just walked into the building.
What are you doing?
I'm busy. I gotta watch some people
set
to Montreal. I'm managing a lot of.
Ah! We just said that. I can't believe it's true.
How did you know we said that?
You know what? I actually just signed with Kelly, and I got high hopes.
The USS Minnow. Everyone knows the name of the ship on the map.
Kelly takes 75% of your soul.
Oh God!
What are you doing,
Kelly? Except for me.
Oh boy!
Right?
Oh,
right.
Wait, except you came me. All the way to do this, Kelly?
I didn't say nothing.
Yeah, I'm late.
Yeah, she's a nice person, contrary to what
he doesn't fill him out.
We have to wrap up, so finish the fucking seeds.
Yeah,
Kelly, thanks. Even though you're sick,
he doesn't write
anything
on here.
Don't touch me. You're sick.
Why would you write something?
Dan did not mean what he said.
Not at all. It was a joke.
It was a joke. No, no, no. It was a joke.
Oh, that's from Bobby. That's from
You're not on a mic, and it's just the worst sounding podcast ever.
Yeah.
Just, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Be safe in Australia.
Hey, how did you guys get Bobby off the podcast?
Huh?
He ate himself to death.
Oh, God.
He's fat. The
guy's trying to lose
guys,
weight.
Get it?
Yeah.
All right, Lewis, what's your seed?
I said
you
it just
already.
Did it. You Thanks, were texting, Dan. You jerk.
I don't really care. Scopo. Scopo.
What a dick move.
I could give two shots.
It wasn't even, it was like serious Lewis, too. It was like a weird.
Yeah, yeah.
We're working on a couple good projects that I really like. My management got, right now. It's a couple good projects.
I got my eye on a couple roles that I really think are going to test me.
It's really exciting to have somebody believe in you.
I love motivated Lewis, though. It puts a smile on my face.
Lewis calls his manager dad.
His dad's dead.
That was the joke.
Yeah. I picture giving a knock
to my manager
Ryan,
up in heaven.
To Ryan from
Listen
comics.
In.
How he weirdly calls his dad to everybody. He's like, oh, do you guys want to do a single daddy? No, he's fucking psycho. It's creepy. So dad came and said, I was like, dude, he's not my dad. Yeah. You know my dad? He's back? Thought he died in 97. Oh, my God. Gary!
So, Scopa, what's your thing?
What's
you
your seed,
What's
Scopa?
Your seed from Queens, Dan?
Queens,
what are you doing there, Scopa? I want to be a really good comic this year.
So, yo, I got some new rims for my car.
You know, I want to get some things done here.
I'm looking to save up, get a new pair of jeans that don't get worn out from my cheeks. Rubbing against the denim.
You guys pretty much said it. No, I don't know. Just fucking getting funny and I guess being on the show.
That's not a seed. It has to be something that happened this year.
I don't know.
That's gonna
maybe doing more
year.
Road shows, maybe getting management. I don't know, Lewis. Stuff like that.
You don't understand the seed.
You're
is
not
what I'm
allowed
saying.
To get upset about people breaking your balls.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to get upset. That breaks.
No. I'm talking about Alan. I don't realize I'm getting upset.
Yeah. You
it just comes out.
Get upset here. This is what we do here. We hurt
I
feelings.
That's why.
And by the way,
upset.
You lose. When you get upset, you lose automatically.
By the way, I'd say Scopo. What's his name again?
Scoop.
I think Poopoo.
Poop Scoop.
Chris Poop Scoop. Chris Poop. Poop. As far as like we were talking about, this is like jujitsu for your feelings.
Yeah.
He's a fucking white belt.
Wait, here's the
he's
thing:
a fucking white belt. He cannot take Poops, anything.
Well, hold on, there is no
and
white belt in jujitsu. It's a blue belt program.
But whatever
you get
it is,
eventually.
Isn't he supposed to be the one fucking taking the most shit and just taking it? And he's getting upset.
I'm taking it a bunch of shit.
If you think that's the case, Kelly's gonna hate me for the rest of her life because of what I said.
He just said she's gonna have a great career in this business as a manager, and he said
it's the best thing she's ever done. Though,
yeah, but
saying that Montreal. Line.
That was great.
Good.
That was great. But you know what's going to be?
That's
happening?
What you call a backhanded compliment. That was the greatest thing she's ever done in her life.
But I'll tell you this: I know Kelly. She's going to tell Bobby, and then it's going to get weird. And the next time I come in for this podcast, she's not going to look at me or talk to me, and she's like,
"Oh, but Dan said I was going to be a manager because
I had a fucking hilarious joke."
Yeah. Well, no, it wasn't that funny when you said it. It was real serious.
it wasn't serious. Yeah, no, what you're doing right now is you're backpedaling on the joke.
Yeah, you're okay. Trying to play yourself as a fucking martyr.
Because he cares about her feelings, dude.
No, he
being
doesn't.
A good person.
That's not what's going on.
Yeah,
I actually do.
Yeah. And you know what? Kelly's getting funnier from what I hear, right?
From what I hear. You fucking... You haven't heard her comedy, I'm hearing.
Well, you posted a Vine video of her killing, and I heard
that's
the crowd
true.
Roaring.
No. Yeah. She does, actually, she does really well with tourists.
She does well for 6 seconds.
Kelly, date me for 2.5 years. I'll take you to the top.
Yeah. You want a rocket? Just fucking let Giannis put himself inside you. What's your seed?
My seed is...
not in Jesse May.
It all comes full circle.
You fucking sniper-ass dick. it's the show I'm doing down there in Florida. I feel like I'm really building something, and so hopefully it grows into something great.
What,
you know?
A tolerance to waking up early?
Yeah. Huh? 305 Oni.
Oh, shut
literally,
up.
Literally, 305.
No, that's how much Oni weighs.
Literally.
305.
Giannis is the only one contractually.
Whoa. Take a sip of water and then put that wig over that dumb haircut.
No, it's a flat tire, not a bomb.
Oh, all right.
It's a little different.
Giannis you hold is a flat, the only one flat contractually tire obligated to his seed.
Yeah. Giannis, you've been down south too long. List doesn't get wigs no more.
You haven't heard.
Yo, Giannis, you've been down doing TV for no one too long.
Nah. I wasn't insulting nobody. Nah. Just hand me a water, Liz.
All right. I mean, I got a hammer fisting show starting, so.
Oh, okay. We don't care. And,
I'll do this goddamn podcast for another hour.
Yeah.
You just told me you couldn't do hammer fisting, which is an hour that's starting right now because you have a show.
I do. I have to go. I'm at Stand Up New York at 7:15.
Welcome to Hammer Fisting. Did you see that leg break in 14 places? The fucking big shatter.
Can you believe
how shocking was that?
I mean, Josh Barnett getting that stoppage. I can't believe
that. I mean,
that
was fucking ridiculous.
I can't believe it
because I called it, motherfuckers.
Chris Weidman,
you
is
did
not,
call it. Chris I should have. I should have put money on it because Gomez is pushing me to put money.
Travis Brown, Chris Weidman, the dark horse of the heavyweight division in the UFC.
Why are you standing up? Why are you standing up?
Because I can't shadow box sitting down.
The way he beat Alistair Overeem is unbelievable. MMA.
How long we been going?
Hour and 38 minutes.
Oh, we still. What are we supposed to do? Two? What are
I
we?
I think we're done.
I think we're done. Yeah, we're done.
Yeah,
you're not bleeding over in hammer fisting time.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that hammer fisting.
Well, if we started on time, we'd be fine.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me, Joe?
Joe's only speaking in rhymes
guest
today,
host.
By the way.
I'm sorry.
A Scopo ran out. I'm just sitting
I'm mad at Scopo, but
Scopo's
we're not
producer.
Good enough friends for me to project at him, so I have to yell at you.
That's a good point.
And you're the co-host.
Yeah, but I'm the co-host on TV. If the production starts late, it's not my fault.
No,
I'm on set. No, I'm on set.
But
I got
have
a TV
a,
show.
Production
stop throwing your fucking Miami bullshit lingo around here, your showbiz terms.
That's
Miami
not Miami
bullshit,
lingo. That's
favorite basketball
showbiz.
Team.
I'm on set.
I went now. I'm just saying.
I'm on set. That's what that means. I'm on set.
Guys! Let's wrap it up.
Let's wrap it up.
Poop scoop.
All right, guys.
Put yourself in there.
Bobby. Bobby wasn't watching this at all?
No.
I did not get one text from Bobby.
He doesn't care about his own podcast? Dude, he's in Boston?
You know, he's the general manager.
All right.
Well, he's on the field.
He's the owner, technically. Yeah.
And also, yeah. I'll tell you what. Part of my rose is this fucking show. I love this show.
Me too.
I love it. I think Bobby has assembled
it's been a rose for 3 years.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it.
I kiss by a rose on the game.
It's one of the funniest. It's one of the funnest hangs. Like, I just spend like 2 hours laughing.
Most fun.
So that's it. Happy New Year, right, to the fans? Is
yeah.
that what we're happy New Year?
Yeah. Wait, well, hold on. This isn't the New Year show, though. This is
No.
But it's live right now. I've never watched
it. It's live right
happy
now.
Happy New Year, guys.
You know, your breaks are going to cost you $200, but, you know, I don't know if I can do anything for the pads. I think your main line's out.
It's
know.
Always something extra, too. You got to add something extra.
Not for nothing. You look at it. You got to get new wipers.
Yeah. The fluid's not good enough.
Your alternator. Your alternator is shot.
Your main line.
Your main line, you know.
Main line's a problem.
But thanks for coming out to Midas Flushing.
I beg you, service agent Chris.
Feel free to go to Midas.com. Give us a rating. What you thought of our service. You know, we love to be if you became a local businessman. Go Mets.
I fucking love the Mets.
All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to YKWD.
You know what,
I've been your host, Dan Soder.
We've all done
my
it together.
My name is Giannis Christos Papuska Briska Baraska.
Tzatziki sauce.
Twice that's bombed. God damn it.
Well, you know, whoever holds the wig last, that's you.
Doesn't
right
hold it.
I put it on my mic stand.
All right.
I love you, Sam Morril. No.
Yeah,
love
thanks for listening, everybody. Sam Morril,
I love
Joe,
you, Joe List.
Dan Soder,
everybody.
Luis Gomez.
Whoa.
Luis J. Gomez.
Thank you.
Luis the Animal Steel. Chris Scopo. That's it, right?
Yannis Pepe.
Yannis Fredico Scritto Papa.
Yannis Pepe.
Guys, tune in to Wepa in the morning whenever you get a chance.
I'm Yannis from Wepa in the morning. Miami, we got
you
a little bit of a wind
gust. Anchorage, Alaska, or Miami, you can get this show.
Fucking, hey, Giannis's next rose for next year will be a weatherman in Jacksonville. He's going to slowly work his way back up to New York. Fucking weekend weatherman. All right. Been a fun show.
That's it. All right. Good night. Bye, everybody.
Fun hang.
What up, YKWD fans? It's Scopo here, a.k.a. Willowbutt, a.k.a. Scoop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a-doop-a. We got some advertisements to read for you. Here they are. Check it out real fast. First off, Amazon. Come on, guys. Everyone, you all know this. Amazon.com. If you're going to buy something, why not buy it through Amazon.com? And you know what? Go through Ryecast.com/Robert Kelly and click the Amazon button. You know what? Bookmark it so we can make more money so Bobby can make the studio better so it can be better for you guys and change. Bookmark by sending our listeners to this link. Amazon will kick back a little percentage of the purchase to the show. You know, help us out a little bit. There's no cost to you at all. It has some great pricing options for electronics, apparel, computers, books, DVDs, a lot of things. Amazon's awesome. I just got a new pair of boots off Amazon, actually. Really cool. Well, check it out. So once again, go to riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click the Amazon button before you shop. All right. Next one, Gamefly.com, everybody. Come on. Riotcast has partnered with Gamefly rental service Gamefly, giving our listeners a free 15-day two-disc offer, a $22.95 value. Try the new Grand Theft Auto 5. I've played it. Amazing, by the way. The Last Us or DePaulo game for as long as you want for a fraction of the cost of the game. Gamefly.com offers 8,000 video games for PlayStation, Xbox, Wii, and now your PC. Just give it a free try. If you like it, keep it. If not, cancel it. It's free. 15-day, 2-disc free trial. Go to Gamefly.com/YKWD for a special offer to our listeners and get a free 15-day, 2-disc trial. Or go to Riotcast.com/Robert Kelly and click on the Gamefly link from there. Also, last one, TweetAudio.com. Everyone knows Tweet. The holidays are over, but you know what? There's still that aunt you haven't bought for because she lives in fucking Iowa, most likely. Go and buy Tweet Audio. They're inexpensive headphones. They're not cheap. They're inexpensive. They're great. I actually bought a pair the other day for my brother. He loves them. I stole it back from him, actually, but that's here, neither here nor there. They're great. Go to YKW. You go to TweetAudio.com. Type in YKWD, and get inexpensive headphones. They're fun. It's great. All right, guys. That was Scopo. Those are our ads. Dudes.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.
Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face. Don't stop filming my face.